again, good evening from Potosi, Missouri. Set for week 6 of the high school football season, it's the Potosi Trojans homecoming, taking on the Central Rebels. Already underway, it's a ground ball kick bobbled by Potosi. It's loose on the ground, and I think Central may have recovered. And they have got the football. Central will start out with possession. An onside kick. That ball was bobbled by the front line of Potosi, and Central able to rush to the football to pick it up. That was Kane Husky getting to the ball first, and Central starting this one off in a big way.
Absolutely. We saw last time Potosi's special teams was a major factor in that game against St. Genevieve, and that time Devin Graff and the Central Rebels kind of caught Potosi off guard with the squib kick, and a couple guys had a chance to fall on it, and instead it just kind of rugby scrummed around, and Central's going to have great field position.
Carson Reary on the front line for Potosi, unable to bring that one in. That was your Boyden Associates opening kickoff, and what a one it was, turning complicated matters into simple concepts. John Boyd with Boyden Associates has been bringing accounting integrity, character, client focus, and dedication to our local community for 20 years. Shotgun, a direct snap here on first down. Well, actually, it's more of a wildcat formation. Snap to August Black. He'll be pushed out of bounds on a small gain, if anything. It looks like it'll be no gain. Ball will stay here at the Potosi 39-yard line. Let's get your Central offense, your starting lineups. That's brought to you by American Family Insurance. Starting at quarterback would normally be the sophomore, Brody Pig. At running back, as you heard, that sophomore August Black, and you'll have two wide receivers, junior Karis Foster and senior Nick Fowler, listed as your starters tonight. Two tight ends, Max Woods, the senior, and senior Chad Cosby. The five up front at left tackle is the junior Keegan Sherrill. At left guard, junior Silas Richardson. Junior center, Chandler Leibarger. Right guard, senior Dakota Bowers. And finally at right tackle, it's junior Abel Mills. Another snap here to August Black as he will carry it forward for about 7 yards, and that'll make it third down and 3. And curiously enough, we have not seen a quarterback here for Central. It's all been August Black here to start this game.
Yeah, and every time you see Corey Schweiss's bunch, you see something new. And this time, it's kind of like a double wildcat. You got Karis Foster and August Black both kind of motioning as quarterbacks. So we'll see which one they actually get snapped to. It's going to really throw off this Potosi defense.
This time, it goes to Foster as he tries to carry it up the middle. Going to bounce it out at the 30, trips and falls. But he's got enough for the first down, it seems. It'll be first down and 10 on the gain of 4 here for Foster. Trying to look over to that Central sideline to see if we see Pig over there. I can see Braden Patterson, who is normally listed as the backup, but I think that might be Pig there. Yeah, Pig is on the sideline right now, just going to the Wildcat.
Yeah, and I don't mind this at all. I think you go with this formation until Potosi shows that they can stop it. And, you know, this is something that you really don't prepare for until you see it, and then it's too late. And so I think Corey Schweiss's bunch, they're going to really kind of run this thing into the ground as much as they can.
Another direct snap here to Foster. Foster between guard and tackle. He's got himself the first down, and he'll find himself a yard or two more. It'll be a gain of 12 as Central continues to drive. They're inside the red zone. Ball now on the Potosi 18-yard line. So let's see if we can rush and get this Potosi defense in. There'll be four up front. Your two defensive ends. It'll be the junior Carson Boyer and junior Emmett Maxwell. The two defensive tackles, junior Elliot Akers and junior Justin Reynolds. Three linebackers, senior Clayton Richards, senior Cole Fowler, and junior Carter Pyatt. And then four listed DBs. That's junior Blaine Maxwell and senior Noah Walton, your cornerbacks. And at the safety spot, the senior Thomas Lamming and the senior Jude Litton. Again, your American Family Insurance starting lineups. Agent Harry Peterson, located at 700 West Carsh Boulevard in Farmington. Harry Peterson, American Family Insurance Agency, is proud to protect the dreams of families right here in our community, because protecting you on the field or off the field is just as important as cheering with you in the stands. Another gain of 5, and it'll be second down and 5. The ball advances to the 13-yard line. Already 2 minutes gone by here in this first quarter.
Yeah, and they're just continuing to basically change direct snaps, and they've got both of the tight ends kind of playing as wingbacks and then kind of shifting over, really trying to overload one side of that line. Kind of gives the play away, but it's still really hard to stop as you've really kind of shifted all the pressure to that one side of the field.
They gave him 6, so second down and 4. Ball on the 12-yard line. It's Foster running to his right. Tries to leap over a would-be tackler, still on his feet as he gets inside the 5. He'll be awfully close. It'll be first down and goal, and it looks like it'll be on the 3-yard line. Gain of 9 here for Foster.
Yep, and that's the problem with giving Karis Foster a little bit of a space, a little bit of a crease. We really have seen him kind of dance his way around. He's able to kind of pick through the ankle tackles and able to burst ahead.
They rush to the line. Foster takes a snap. He is going to dive forward. Touchdown Central. The Rebels waste no time in scoring first. It's Karis Foster in the Wildcat formation. 3 yards to the house, 6-0 Central.
And you got to wonder, did Mark Casey even know that was in the Corey Schweiss playbook? He's been coaching for a long, long time, and he's already a Hall of Famer. And, man, that's just an unstoppable drive there. They stopped August Black for no gain. But after that, it was all smooth sailing there for the Rebels as they were able to march right down the field and kind of put a damper on this homecoming crowd.
Devin Graff on to attempt the PAT. Extra point brought to you by Complete Vision Care. Kick is up and good. 7-0. Central leads Potosi here with 9:04 left to go in the first. Complete Vision Care offers quality eye care, premium eyewear, and a customized visual solution for every patient. Locations in Ludington and Festus. We'll take a short break and come right back. Again, Central leads Potosi 7-0. Nielsen High School football right here on the Parkland Sports Leader, AM 1240 KFMO.
Hungry? The Riverside Grill on East Main Street in Park Hills has homemade daily specials, or choose from a menu of other delicious entrees, or stop by for a hearty breakfast every day from 7 a.m. to 11 a.m. The Riverside Grill, across from the Farmers Market in Park Hills.
Gifford Lumber Company of Farmington has been supplying homeowners and builders with tools, lumber, hardware, and the advice they need to tackle any project, serving the area since 1950. Hometown proud and ready to help. Gifford Lumber Company on Potosi Street in Farmington.
High school football on KFMO is brought to you by Midwest Sports Center in Farmington, Kevin Ball Auto Body in Park Hills, Shelter Insurance Agent Chuck Odle in Bonterre, Gilster Mary Lee Corporation in Chester, Illinois, Mineral Area College, and by Graphic Options in Farmington.
Well, it's a quick drive for Central. Remember, they were set to kick it off to begin this game. An onside kick, though. They recover and march right down the field. 3 yards for Karis Foster. Central leads 7-0. On the return, here comes Blaine Maxwell. He's got some space. He's across midfield to the 45, the 40. Devin Graff, the kicker, is able to bring him down, but not before Maxwell gets all the way down to the Potosi 37, excuse me, the Central 33-yard line. Big special teams plays right off the bat. An onside kick and now a huge return for Blaine Maxwell.
Well, we're going to be playing with some short fields to start here, partner. Everybody's going to be ready to get into the red zone right away. As that was a nice big hole there by Maxwell to be able to find it, kind of cut all the way across the field, and he was able to turn up. And Noah Walton was out there lead blocking. Normally, we see he's the one that has the ball, but, man, what a way to start out for Potosi, giving up that opening touchdown, and now you've got yourself in great field position to try to answer.
Well, leading out the Potosi offense, it is the quarterback. That is sophomore David Miller. We'll get your Trojans starting offense here after this first offensive play. Miller going to send a man in motion. That is Noah Walton flexing out to the right. It'll be trips to the right. One wide receiver left. Handoff to Carter Pyatt on first down. One of two starting running backs for the Trojans. He will get 3 yards. It'll be second down and 7. So let's meet the Potosi starting offense. Again, at the quarterback, sophomore David Miller. And the two running backs, senior Noah Walton and junior Carter Pyatt. Two starting wide receivers. That is the junior Blaine Maxwell and senior Thomas Lamming. At tight end, it's senior Cole Fowler. Then the five men up front, right tackle Carson Boyer. Right guard, Emmett Maxwell. Senior center, Cole Juliet. At left guard, junior Justin Reynolds. And at left tackle, junior Elliot Akers. After the second down and 7, we'll get the Central defense. It's a misdirection. Play took too long to develop, and Central's going to get there in the backfield. It's a play that took quite a long time to develop, and Noah Walton had nowhere to go as they push him back, lose all 3 yards they previously gained, and how about two more? It's a loss of 5. It'll be... How about a loss of 6? So it'll be third down and 13. So let's quickly meet this Central defense. Heard him just make the big play. They'll have 3 up front. It's junior Silas Richardson, senior Wesley Williams, and junior Abel Mills. 4 linebackers, senior Dakota Bowers, junior Brody Diaz, senior Max Woods, and senior Chad Cosby. Play whistle dead. Had something going on over there. Don't see a flag, though. Might be a timeout taken here by Central. So we'll go ahead and keep it right here to the rest of the starting lineups. Again, mention the 4 linebackers, 4 defensive backs. At corner, it'll be senior Nick Fowler and sophomore August Black. And then finally, the 2 safeties over the top, junior Brady Schweiss and junior Karis Foster. Again, those are your starting lineups brought to you by American Family Insurance. We take a break. Timeouts brought to you by Missouri Farm Bureau agent Mike Sonsegra, located on St. Geneva Avenue in Farmington, and Jonathan Steffen on North State Street in Deloge. Contact them today for a free quote on auto, home, business, or life insurance. Quick break, right on back. 7:38 left to go here in the first quarter, 7-0 Central. You're listening to High School Football and the Parkland Sports Leader, AM 1240, KFMO.
Trust your ride to Wade's Auto Service. Locally owned, serving Farmington since 2015. From oil changes and brake service to diesel diagnostics, all backed by a 24-month, 24,000-mile warranty. Wade's Auto Service, proud sponsor of high school sports.
First down. After the Central timeout, 3rd and 13, Potosi. Ball on the Central 36-yard line. David Miller in shotgun formation looking toward the sideline. Not quite sure he likes what he sees, looking to his coach for guidance. He's going to fake the handoff, rolling out to his left. He's going to tuck it and try to run. He's past the 30, the 25, still on his feet. He's got the first down inside the red zone to the 15-yard line. Miller, a gain of 21 yards, and they'll convert on third down. It'll be first down and 10, 15 yards to go.
And that's a part of the game that we really saw flashes of against St. Genevieve, but he really doesn't take off and run, especially with the talent that they have in the backfield. There's no real need for it, but that time, I think he had the RPO. I think he had the option to cut up field, or he had the option to throw it, but at that time, it was just clean grass in front of him. He was able to break a couple tackles, and now the Trojans are in the red zone.
First down and 10, 7:10 to go in the first quarter, 7-0 Central leads. Hand off here, going up the gut, it's Walton. He might have gotten a yard, maybe two. It looks like it's going to be a yard here, so make it second down and 9. Ball on the 14. Didn't even mention Noah Walton in pregame. Of course, he is a special player for the Trojans. 700 rushing yards on the year, averages over 10 yards a carry this season, and that's hard to do, especially through five games in the season. That's a pretty high average to try to keep.
Absolutely. As he goes, as this team goes, and basically, I mean, he's been one of the main reasons they've been so successful so far this year.
Designed keeper here for Miller, as he'll get himself a couple more yards. It'll be third down and 7, as Potosi faces a third down for the second time here on this drive. Obvious four down territory. I don't know much about the Potosi kicking game. I don't think we saw much in the game against St. Genevieve, but they will certainly look to try to convert on fourth down inside the red zone. Pistol formation, one back in the backfield alongside Miller, one wide receiver each side. Miller takes a snap, rolls out to his right. Quick pass, ball is caught by Thomas Lamming. He'll juke back to his left, moving forward, dragging the linebacker Max Woods all the way to the about the 8-yard line. Excuse me, yeah, about the 7-yard line. Give him an extra there, but he's still going to end up short. It's a gain of 5. Got to give credit, though, for Lamming. He made that about, drag Woods about 3 or 4 yards. It'll be fourth down and 2.
Yeah, it was about as entertaining as a little pitch out to the flat could be, and gave Lamming some space. He was able to make a move and get upfield. Still going to have to be make a nice fourth down conversion here, try to keep this drive alive.
Lamming, that's his 21st reception this season. Came into this game with 226 yards. Fourth down and 2. Big play early on in this game. 5:15 left to go in the quarter. Trying to get him to jump. Did they jump? Potosi certainly thinks they did, and they did. So that's one way to convert a fourth down with the hard count. And that'll give Potosi first down and goal, half the distance to the goal. They'll place it at the 3.
Yep, and that one's going to sting if you're P.J. Jones, the defensive specialist over there on the Central coaching staff. And we talked to Corey Schweiss earlier this year. He said, we just have not played clean. It's either been mistakes or it's been penalties. And right now, it's turning into penalties. They've got to try to tighten that ship up here as we're still early in this ballgame.
First down and goal from the 3. Miller in shotgun. One wide receiver each side. They'll hand it off to Walton. Jukes to his left. Hit, but he stays on his feet and trots into the end zone. Touchdown, Potosi. So the Trojans spurred on by a big kickoff return. They get the short field. They convert on third down. They convert on fourth down. And it's Noah Walton taking it 3 yards for another score. 1 point away from tying this thing up early, midway through the first quarter.
And that was a definitive answer drive if you're Potosi. They really, you know, had the short field. They had the one big loss earlier in the drive. And that was something we saw against St. Jen. They would either go forward or they'd go backwards. That time they were able to get the big chunk yardage play from Miller, and then they were able to punch it in from 3 yards out with Noah Walton. Definitely some special players here on this Potosi Trojans team.
Kick is up and away. Wyatt Cannon attempting the PAT. It's through the uprights and good. Another extra point brought to you by Complete Vision Care, locations in Ludington and Festus, the ideal choice for your routine exams and anything regarding your eye care since 1966. 4:48 left to go here in the first quarter. We're tied up at 7. You're listening to High School Football, Potosi Homecoming, here on the Parkland Sports Leader, AM 1240 KFMO.
Your outdoor adventures just got easier with Midwest Sports Center in Farmington, your ultimate outdoor toy store. Whether you're hitting the road, tearing up the trails, or cruising the waves, they got you covered. Explore a range of top brands like Polaris, Suzuki, Can-Am, and Kawasaki. Upgrade your ride with doors, windshields, roofs, and much more. Your next outdoor thrill awaits you at Midwest Sports Center in Farmington. Visit them today at 124 Walker Drive in Farmington. High School Football on KFMO is brought to you by Cornerstone Furniture and Mattress in Park Hills, Wade's Auto Service in Farmington, Texas Roadhouse in Festus, R&R Mobile Home Parts and Service in Valley Mines, Dalton Home Improvement in Bonterre, and by Savage Electric in Farmington.
Noah Walton, 3 yards to score, 2 rushing touchdowns today, 1 for each side. Each for 3 yards. We're tied up at 7. Here's Potosi trying the onside kick, but Central plays it much better than the Trojans did to begin the game. Falling on it, Rodney Greenwalt. And Central will get good field position to start their second drive of the day. So 4:46 left to go in the first. 7-7 our score. And both teams looked very good offensively on their opening drives. Short field, sure, but both teams did look pretty good.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's going to be the key is who can put drives together. You've been gifted with the short field once already in this game. Now it's time to really start stringing a lot of plays together, and we'll really see what both teams are made of as Central is going back to the double wildcat.
Yeah, yet to see the starting quarterback here today. It's a snap to Foster. He bounces out to the left. He's got yardage across midfield to the 45, the 40, 35. It's a foot race all the way to the 23 or 22-yard line, and that's just pure speed from Karis Foster. That'll be a gain of about 36. Six or so. We'll see where they place it, but it's up and above 30 yards for Foster.
Yeah, I got that marked down as a gain of 32, and that time it was just a way for him to kind of push up into the line and then kind of read what was happening, and then he had a whole bunch of green grass to his left, and he did a really nice job of basically turning on the jets. We've really seen him, you know, he's a great playmaker and just a great athlete in general. And it took a great athlete, Noah Walton, to bring him out of bounds. Otherwise, it would have been a house call.
They say he stepped out of bounds at the 25-yard line. It'll be first down and 10. Snap this time to Black. Black up the middle for some yardage into the red zone and around the... Looks like they might give him the 15 or the 14. Either way, it's going to be enough for another first down and 10. It is a gain of 10.
Yep, and they're just gashing them right up the middle, and they're really going to challenge this Potosi front line to really stop them. As we've seen, you know, Central, they've had a really good line so far this year, and I think they're really going to try to impose that and try to wear out this Potosi bunch.
Big, strong offensive line up front for the Rebels this year. Same formation, snap to Black. Black to his left, across the 10, and to about the 6. It looks to be about a gain of 7 or 8. I'll say about 8. It'll be second down and 2.
Yep, and he was just able to pick his way through the ankle tackles there, make a couple cuts, and then burst up field. You don't definitely want to make sure that you're still going north-south. You don't want to get caught going east-west, especially deep here in the Potosi part of the field.
Second down and 2. And again, that same formation, really just daring Potosi to stop them. Black takes a snap to his left, and it looks like he's going to fight his way close to the goal line. Did he get there? Not quite. It's going to be first down and goal, but they're going to be as close as you can get. First down and goal for the 1 as we send it back to the studio for a quick update. Actually, hold that thought, Jared. They're going to line up quickly. They're going no huddle. Might just get that update here in just a moment. Same formation again. Max Woods is playing the up back. Snap to Black, but a flag on the play. We'll see what that is. We'll go ahead and send it back to the studio for that update. Jared, what you have?
In Farmington, the Knights are up 7-0 on the Union Wildcats, and Valley Catholic takes the early lead against St. Genevieve. Andrew Schilly, 35-yard rushing touchdown, point after good. Back to you guys.
Thanks, Jared. It's a false start called on Central. That'll back them up 5. It'll be first down and goal from the 6. Tried to go no huddle.
Karis Foster was very excited to go lead block for August Black on that play. You love to see it, though. Not a lot of guys are excited about going and leading the guy that's getting ready to try to punch it into the end zone.
So they'll line up in that double back formation. Woods and Cosby sent in motion to the right. Snap is this time to Foster, trying to bounce him out all the way to the sideline. Looking for the pylon, tripped up and falls in the backfield. It'll be a loss. Foster this time trying to use his speed to get around the end, but Potosi able to hunt him down for what looks to be maybe a loss of two. It'll be second down and goal from the 8 now.
And it was a good job by Blaine Maxwell out on the edge to kind of get around the central blockers on that side. And like I mentioned before, you got to go north and south. They're trying that time to go east-west. And normally with Karis Foster, that's not that big a deal. But you're really going to have to start being aggressive here, try to go forward, really punch this ball in. Don't want to play any too many games here inside the Potosi 10.
Still three downs to get 8 yards, just above 2 minutes. 2:10 left to go in this first quarter. Woods and Cosby will line up on the right. A little bit of trouble getting into formation. Now they'll shift to the left. Nick Fowler, the one wide receiver left, and we'll get a whistle, and it looks like that might be a delay of game. Called here against Central. No, Central got the timeout off in time to save what would have been another 5-yard penalty. Clock continuing to run. They really need to stop that. Tell you what, we'll go ahead and take a timeout here as well. We'll come right back. A minute 43 they have on the clock. That can't be right. We'll get you the update on that when we come back. You're listening to High School Football here on the Parkland Sports Leader, AM 1240 KFMO.
Complete Vision Care in Ledington and Festus, taking care of routine exams, glaucoma, macular degeneration, and diabetic eye exams. From glasses to contact lenses, urgent eye pain to dry eyes, they are here for you.
When it comes to your eyes, listen to this voice. Complete Vision Care is the ideal choice.
High School Football on KFMO is brought to you by State Farm Insurance Agent Chris Morrison in Farmington, Lambert's Cafe in Sykeston, Mineral Area Overhead Door in Farmington, Ozarks Federal Savings and Loan in Farmington, Southeast Missouri Mental Health in Farmington, and by Complete Vision Care, locations in Ledington and Festus.
Central taking their second timeout of the half. Still in the first quarter, they put 10 seconds back up on the board. No, now they took away 4 seconds. A minute 49 is now what they have on the board, but it is second down and goal from the 8. Central had it first down and goal from the 1, but a loss of 2 and a penalty has backed them up all the way out to the 8. It's a snap to Foster. Foster up the middle. He's touched, but he jogs his way on through. Touchdown, Central. Well, it wasn't the cleanest first down and goal we've ever seen, but ultimately, Foster able to find his second touchdown of the day, this time for 8 yards, as Central reclaims that 13-7 lead.
Yeah, and they're just pounding it right up the middle. They're trying to take advantage of the full gas tanks while they can, and Karis Foster was able to break through one attempted tackle and just dance right down into the end zone like he's done so many times before.
Again, on to attempt the PAT, Devin Graff. Snap is good. The kick is up. It is through the uprights. 14-7 our score, a minute 46 on the clock. The 8-yard touchdown run for Karis Foster. Extra point brought to you by Complete Vision Care, locations in Ledington and Festus. The auto choice for your glasses, contacts, and suitable eye health since 1966. Again, a minute 46 on the board. We'll take a break and come right back. 14-7 Central. You're listening to High School Football here on the Parkland Sports Leader, AM 1240 KFMO.
To everyone who feels young at heart, come treat yourself to our new cereal concrete mixers at Culver's.
For a limited time, we're blending our creamy, fresh frozen custard with your favorite cereals. Choose from chocolatey Cocoa Puffs, magical Lucky Charms, or my favorite, Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Stop by Culver's or order ahead in the app or online and feel the joy in every spoonful. From Wisconsin with love.
Welcome to Delicious.
Visit your local Culver's on Karsh Boulevard in Farmington.
Take it in studio real quick for an update before we get you back out to Potosi. The North County Raiders leading the Festus Tigers 7-6. On the ensuing kickoff, a big return. Festus already in the red zone. Farmington's up on Union 13-0, and Valley Catholic, same score over St. Genevieve late in the first. Back to you guys.
I'll tell you what, the Potosi Ann's team might get a nice talking to. Almost lost another onside kick. That ball initially got by Jude Litton in the second line. Litton is able to recover it, so Potosi does take over first down and 10 on their own 34-yard line. Connor Harbutt, Zach Pipkin here on the call. Jay Sodal on camera to our left. Of course, back in studio, Jared Pettis and Braden Cooley. David Miller, shotgun formation, first down and 10, takes a snap. It's a handoff to Walton. Walton trying to go around the end to the left. He's going to look for the sideline. Now cuts it upfield, thrown out of bounds. He'll be just at the line to get across. Was he short? I think he's going to be marked a couple yards shy. It'll be second down, and they'll give him 9. Second down and 1. 14-7 our score. Central leads on the 8-yard touchdown run for Karis Foster. A minute 35 left to go in the first quarter.
Yeah, watch out, chain gang, as Noah Walton basically took out the pylon. That's why it took a little bit to figure out exactly where he was supposed to go. But a nice run to the left side of that Potosi O-line. He was able to bounce it outside and get tackled out of bounds.
Second down and 1. Snap to Miller. Pitches it out to the right. Walton looking to run downhill. Jukes back toward his left. He's across the 45. He's got enough for the first down. He'll get to the 48. Gain of 5 and a first down for Potosi.
Yep, that was a design play either for Miller to throw the little screen out there to be able to tech and run himself or to pitch to Walton, and he chose to pitch to Walton, and Walton was able to get upfield before the safety. Schweiss was able to get to him and did a good job to get that first down.
Approaching the minute marker here in this first quarter. 14-7 Central leads this one. We have not seen a drive that hasn't ended in a score tonight. Miller will take the snap. It's another handoff to Walton in some trouble, in some traffic, and Dakota Bowers will get to him, takes him down before he can get back to the line of scrimmage. Walton got backed up, ran into his own guy. Potosi did not win the battle up front, tried to bounce it to the opposite side of the field, but Dakota Bowers on that left end already closing in. Nothing Walton could really do on that play.
Absolutely, and this is a same story, different same song, different verse as Potosi. They've had big plays go forward, and then they have the one big play that sets them back behind the sticks. They're really going to have to try to dig themselves out of it to try to keep this drive going. And we talked about that left side of the Potosi O-line being so good against St. Genevieve. They've been good, and they've also been bad so far tonight.
It was a loss of 4. Handoff to Walton. This time he's got yardage across the original line of scrimmage. He's across the central 45 to the 44. Gain of 12, and it'll be third down and 2.
And that time that was just a want-to play from your senior leader, Walton, as he was able to basically drag about 3 guys forward, and he's going to take this play off, and we'll see what Potosi comes up here with on third down.
Carter Pyatt will enter, but we'll have to wait until the second quarter as the first quarter does come to an end. So 3 drives, 3 scores. The difference? Well, Central got 2 drives. They lead 14-7 as we head on into the second quarter. We'll swap sides and try our luck in the next 12 minutes. You're listening to High School Football here on the Parkland Sports Leader, AM 1240, KFMO.
Did you know that Ozarks Federal offers investment property loans for residential and non-residential real estate investors? Our investment property loans have flexible terms, and we offer purchase, refinance, and cash out loans that make those dreams become reality. We offer loans on land for construction and loans on improved or unimproved land. See a loan officer at one of our 5 locations to apply for an investment property loan. Ozarks Federal, always loyal, always local. Member FDIC, equal housing lender, www.ofsl.bank.
High school football on KFMO is brought to you by Willett Home Furnishings in Bonterre, Little Caesars locations in Farmington and Deloge, Boyd & Associates in Farmington, Keen Performance in Bonterre, Ozarks Modern Insulation in Park Hills, Walmart Supercenters in Farmington and Deloge, and by New Era Bank.
Back here as we start the second quarter here at Potosi High School, homecoming for the Potosi Trojans. They trail the Central Rebels 14-7. 3 drives in that first quarter, all ending in scores. This is the second drive of the day for the Trojans. It's a handoff to Pyatt. He'll get across the 40 and power his way to the 37 or so. It's more than enough for a first down. Needed 2, got 7, and Potosi moves the chains. We're not seeing a lot of the passing game tonight. Just 1 pass for Potosi, and that is it.
Yeah, we'll see if that playbook maybe opens up a little bit more as we progress into this ball game. But the running game's been working great.
Well, speaking of, here's Potosi chucking it downfield. But that ball has too much on it. Intercepted. August Black coming up with the pick. He's going to try to return it up the middle. He's tackled at about the 20-yard line. David Miller, too much gas on the throw. And August Black, the only one deep in coverage who could realistically catch that ball. And now we have a Potosi player down here at about the 35-yard line.
Yeah, and that time Miller just, I think he was amped up to finally chuck the deep route, and I think it was Lamming that he was trying to hit, and Lamming kind of had to avoid a couple guys to get to that spot, and Black was just able to play center field and catch up to that ball as it's Elliot Akers down on the ground, and he's getting some attention.
I was going to say it looks to be one of the linemen here, as they will check on him. He is still down on the ground, so Central will get an opportunity to swing some points off of the turnover as Akers gets to his feet. Looks like he'll be able to jog off to the sideline under his own power. This could be an early turning point. We'll hold that thought, though, as we send it back to the studio for an update. Jared.
Yes, things have escalated very quickly in Farmington. The Knights up 21-0. 2 minutes left in the first. Back to you guys.
Thanks, Jared. The Knights playing Union tonight. That's their homecoming as well. So, after the injury timeout, Central will take over on offense. 11:33 left to go in the second quarter. And we'll see if Central just continues to run that same formation. And judging by the personnel that comes out into the field, looks like they don't plan on changing a thing, Zach.
No, and Potosi hasn't shown that they can stop them one iota yet. And if you're Corey Schweiss, I think this is pretty conservative. I mean, this is a ground and pound. This is saving your guys as well as you, being conservative on the play call. There's not a lot to screw up here.
Well, it's a snap to August Black. He'll get into the secondary. And he's got the first down. He got about 12 yards from the 23 to the 35. And it's really nothing complex. You have the two upbacks in Woods and Cosby, the tight ends, if you will. You simply snap it to one of your two backs, and you just let them kind of lead the way.
Absolutely.
And Potosi just hasn't been able to break through those two guys up front.
Absolutely. I mean, that's putting a lot of trust in Chandler Liebarger, the center, to be able to, you know, put it on the right guy and know which play call and which direction that you're running. But this is very, very simple, very basically just kind of running it up the middle and really challenging Potosi to stop them.
Woods and Cosby shift right to left. It's a snap to Black. Black trying to follow Foster through the hole this time. He spins to his right and crosses the 40 to the 41. Gain of 6. And it'll be second down and 4. And that's the crazy thing. You've got the two tight ends. You've got the five big men up front. And then you've got a second back as well who's more than eager to do some lead blocking. We've seen Foster and Black hit the holes for their opposite man.
Yeah, you're sending eight guys basically to block for your one. And Potosi just hasn't been able to find that mismatch yet, try to knife through there. Central's got a really good jump off the ball. And Potosi just has no kind of pushback right now. We'll see if that changes any as this game goes on.
2 minutes gone by in this second quarter. Cosby and Woods will shift left to right this time. Snap goes to Foster. He's the back on the left. He'll head back toward the middle of the field. Flag thrown. So we cross midfield. We'll have to see where the flag comes in. It would be enough for a first down. It was a gain of 9 pre-flag, but we'll see. It came in middle of the play and might be Central heading back.
I believe it's a face mask. It was on the tackle, and that's exactly what the official motion to the Potosi sideline.
In fact, it is an accidental face mask, so the five-yard variety.
Which I believe that was incidental before the tackle, but the main referee signaled personal foul, but they only marked it off the 5 yards, so.
Huh?
Learn something new every
day. It's a five-yard penalty, yeah. It's not a personal foul if it's only 5 yards. But we go under the 10-minute mark here. First down and 10. Again, 9-yard gain for Foster, and then add the 5 yards to that. Ball in Potosi territory on the Trojan 45. As they adjust Cosby's equipment here at the line. Play clock down to 15. They'll shift them right to left. Typically, that means the ball's going to the back on the right. That it does. It goes to Black. This time, though, Potosi ready. And that's the first real time they've been able to stop this particular play. Black goes for no gain. I guess that's not quite the truth. The first play of the game, Black went for no gain. But since then, Central's really gotten everything they wanted until this point right here.
Yeah, and it was Cole Juliet being able to break that Central line. And like you mentioned, that's the first time we've really seen them have any kind of success moving forward. Central's done a really good job of picking up any kind of linebacker blitz that Potosi may have been trying to throw to time up that snap. But that first time Central's really been, quote-unquote, behind the sticks, not really able to gain anything on that first down play.
Well, it looks like they are going to have to stop them more than once to get them out of this formation. Actually, they'll just go ahead and snap it. No motion required this time. Trying to perhaps catch Potosi off rhythm. It'll be a gain of about 5 here for Black. Third down and 5.
Yep, and you're in 4 down territory. There's no reason to punt here as you're on the Potosi 40. And I think if you're Corey Schweiss, you're feeling pretty confident that you're able to get this first down. Potosi, they're going to have to really stiffen up here. We saw them do that against St. Jen. We really haven't seen them be able to do it so far tonight.
About 3 to 4 yards to Pater. 3 yards, 4 plays at a time will eventually get you a touchdown. Tight ends on the right, 2 backs in the backfield, Foster and Black. Went to the hard count trying to get Potosi to jump. The Trojans don't bite. I'll look back to the sideline. Play clock down to 5. Snap will go to Black. Heads toward his left. Breaks through. Nobody behind him. Touchdown, Central. Black hits the gap in a hurry. 40-yard score. And Central takes a 2-score lead, 20-7.
Right up the middle, partner. Just power run. And that time, there was nobody there. Black was able to make one cut back toward the middle of the field. And there was green grass in front of him. And he was able to find the purple turf in the end zone. Give Central a 2-score lead.
Devin Graff on to attempt the PAT, trying to make it a 14-point game. Extra point brought to you by Complete Vision Care, locations in Ledington and Festus, the ideal choice for your medical eye care concerns, including dry eyes and other eye diseases. Fowler to hold. Snap's good. Kick is low. A little bit short, but still through the uprights. It'll be a 14-point game. Central leads Potosi 21-7. A 40-yard touchdown run, longest play of the game. August Black to the house. We'll come back. 7:52 left to go in this first half. You're listening to High School Football here on the Parkland Sports Leader, AM 1240 KFMO.
A Touch of Glass Shower Doors and More in Bonterre have been installing custom shower doors since 2010. From frameless, rain glass, angled shower doors, and much more. Give A Touch of Glass a call today at 314-742-9130 for a free in-home estimate. Safeway Diesel and Auto is a staple in the area, and Benji House is proud to be a part of the community, specializing in any type of mechanical work from small to large, cars of all kinds to medium-duty trucks. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. Safeway Diesel and Auto, 102 West Main in Park Hill.
High School Football on KFMO is brought to you by Dairy Queen, locations in Farmington and Potosi, Liberty Security in Farmington, Buck Realty in Ironton, Parkland Monument Company in Farmington, Home Pools and Spa in Ledington, Otaki Lake KOA in Piedmont, and by Catfish Kettle in Farmington.
Well, a 40-yard run right up the gut for August Black puts the Rebels of Central High School up 2 scores on the Potosi Trojans, 21-7. Tonight, homecoming for the Trojans. So far, it's not been a night to remember. Another onside kick. That's a good recovery there. Tell you what, Central has been just daring Potosi to learn something there. And that looks like...
It's Cole Juliet.
That was Cole Juliet. Actually, no, excuse me, that was number 55, I believe. That was actually Drew Parmley, who I believe recovered that one. 5 looks like 6. Could have been Juliet, could have been Parmley. Whoever it was, you got to give them props because they picked up that football, they spun to the right, and immediately fell down on it. We haven't really seen the Trojans do that tonight. It's been a little bit more complex.
No, and Devin Graff has put a lot of English on those kind of onside kicks. It's kind of rolled up the arms of the front line of Potosi, and that time it was just a good job to corral and be able to finally fall on it, as I think Coach Casey probably sighed a little bit, saying like, okay, special teams is kind of mellowing out now.
Miller, shotgun formation, hands it off to Walton. He'll try to run up the gut, powers over a linebacker. Trucked Brody Diaz for a few extra yards. As Walton will find 4 here on first down, second down and 6. Walton's such a powerful runner. He's got speed. He's got power. He's really kind of the complete package.
Absolutely. He's been a four-year starter, and we've really seen him kind of grow into this frame that he's built and really kind of getting strong. He took a lot of time after the injury last year to kind of really build his body up to the type of player that he needs to be. And, I mean, he is a difference maker when he's out on the field.
Walton flexed to the left. It's trips to the left. Quick pass. It's a screen to Walton. Picks it up. Has some room, but I think that ball bounced. Credit to Walton for taking off anyway. If that was a backwards pass, it would have been perfectly legal, but that ball bounced off the turf. It'll be incomplete. Third down and four.
Yeah, and I'm surprised nobody
really
blew
picked that up for a little bit.
Yeah, nobody blew the play dead right away, as it was a short wobbly pass out to Walton. Definitely, he sold it. He was ready to take off and go, and he had some real estate out in front of him, but yeah, late whistle there, and it'll bring up third and manageable still. You're probably looking at four down territory if you're Potosi. I would say they'd be aggressive trying to answer back here early in this ballgame.
Said third and four. It's actually third and six. I got confused by the scoreboard. They have it third down and four. It's a very clear six-yard line. Very 6 yards to go. How about it? Fake handoff to Walton. Miller rolling out to his left, looking on the out route. Pass caught by Lamming. Pass to 40 to the 35. Eventually taken out of bounds. But not before he gets to the 34-yard line. Gain of 12 and a Potosi first down.
Yeah, and that time Thomas Lamming kind of waited on that pass and was able to basically wait for it and kind of sit for it. And then he was able to bully Karis Foster for the first down. He basically stiff-armed him an extra 6 yards before he was finally wrangled out of bounds. And definitely a good way to convert that third down if you're Potosi. Now you got to try to string some more plays together.
Shotgun formation, one wide receiver each side. It's Maxwell to the left and Lamming to the right. Seven men up front. Miller takes a snap, rolls out to his right. It's an option play, pitched out to Walton. Walton stiff arms one man, jukes back toward his left. He's inside the 25, and he's going to get the first down. May have gotten inside the red zone as well. No, they're going to give him the 21, it looks like. Still a gain of 13, though, on the run by Walton. And a first down for the Trojans.
Yeah, you mentioned it. They brought out the extra tight end. They have a wide receiver that converts into a extra lineman as needed. That's Clayton Richards. And we'll see him kind of switch back and forth all night. But they put the extra tight end out there to help seal the edge. And Walton was able to make one guy miss and then burst upfield.
First and 10, ball on the 21. Pistol formation. Back in the backfield is Walton. Another option play. There's the pitch out to Walton. Looking for the left sideline. Inside the 20, inside the 15. And pushed out of bounds around the 10. We do have a flag coming on the opposite side of the field, though.
Nick Fowler.
Came in from the official on the opposite sideline of the play. And we'll see if maybe we're moving backwards.
Yeah, he threw the flag right on the snap, so it's got to be something pre-snap, and it looks like it will be a legal procedure penalty on Potosi, so that'll back him up 5 yards.
That'll take away what was about a gain of 11 for Walton on the pitch out. It'll be first down and 15. Ball back to the Potosi 26-yard line.
Sometimes that's also kind of a blessing. You're kind of able to give your offense a little bit more space to work with, kind of open up the playbook a little bit more. You're not so condensed down near the goal line. So could be a blessing in disguise for these Trojans.
Same formation, seven men up front. Pyatt now the back in the backfield. They'll fake the handoff. Miller going to try to keep it himself. In some trouble, bounces out to the left. Fowler on the tackle. Wrangles him up and takes him down. That'll draw some cheers from the central sideline. As Fowler just simply wrangled Miller to the ground, it'll be a loss. No gain on the play. It'll be second down and 15.
Yeah, and that time Miller just kind of got caught going east-west and just really wasn't able to break up field. Karis Foster did a good job to force him farther to the outside, and it was a good job by Nick Fowler to basically break free of a hold out there on the outside. The wide receiver had both hands on the shoulder pads. He was able to break through that and wrap up Miller before he was able to go farther.
Second down, 15. 5:35 left to go in the first half. Three wide receivers right, one to the left, and Pyatt in the backfield. Miller takes a snap, rolling out to his left, looking for Lamming. Now we'll tuck it and try to run. Slips away from one defender, all the way out of bounds. He'll get to around the 15. Now we'll see where they spot it. We'll see where that foot went out of bounds. Yeah. while we figure that out, to the studio we go. Jared.
Connor and Bonterre. Festus takes the lead 13-7. And Farmington, check that, North County has turned the ball over on downs twice in the red zone. Back to you guys.
Thanks, Jared. So that gain was actually taken away. Things go from kind of bad to kind of worse for the Trojans. They now face second down and 20. It was a false start. They now face, again, second down and 20 on the 31-yard line. Remember, had it first and 10 on the 21. But now we'll probably need to cut into that playbook a little bit. They're going to need a big chunk of yardage here.
Absolutely. And I don't mind the rollout trying to look for the pass play, because it's really kind of spread the central defense out. And Miller's had some really good running opportunities, and he's been really, really greasy and hard to bring down, but going to have to find something special here.
Miller fakes the handoff. He's rolling out toward his right, looking toward the sideline, throws it up to a waiting Thomas Lamming. It's a modest gain. It'll be third down and long, but still able to find roughly 6 yards to make it third down and 14. Lamming had to kind of change his route there, kind of come back to the football to at least get something out of that play.
Yeah, and all these pass plays that we've seen Miller basically have, he's been rolling around. And for a young quarterback, that's a difficult throw to make. And Lamming, with the presence of mind to come back and help his quarterback out, definitely didn't gain a lot of yards, but you were able to keep gaining forward yardage there. And we'll see what Potosi comes up with here. It's four down territory. They're going to be going for it, so you're going to have to get a nice chunk of change on this third down play to set yourself up for fourth down.
Lamming, three catches for 23 yards. This time, Miller rolls out to his left. Quick pass. Ball is caught by Maxwell. Lowers his shoulder, crosses the 15. He'll get to around the 13. And tell you what, that's a solid play to run on third down, especially if you're planning to go for it on fourth. It'll be fourth down and two, gain of 12. Just a quick out route to Maxwell.
Yeah, and he gave him extra yardage than I thought, partner. And like you mentioned, that's going to set them up really well. And it was a nice job by Maxwell to make the first couple guys miss and then basically fall forward for the extra yardage. And now Potosi's got themselves set up pretty well.
Fourth down and two. Potosi, I would say, really needs a score here. They trail by two scores, that is, 14 points. They try to get Central to jump. Linebacker showing blitz. Now we'll back it on up. Potosi trying to catch him with the hard count. Miller adjusting his equipment. Needs to hurry. Play clock's to one. Did they get that snap off, or are we going to see a timeout? I think Coach Casey of Potosi got that timeout off to avoid the penalty. Timeout Potosi. 3:52 left to go here in this second quarter. Fourth down and two. When we come back, we'll send it to the studio. Jared, what do you have for us?
Guys, quickly, in Farmington, the Knights lead Union in Knights homecoming 35-7. It's been a big first half. And in DeSoto, Fredericktown offensive struggles continue, down 14-0, a few minutes away from halftime. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we send it back to Potosi, where the Central Rebels lead 21-7 on KFMO.
Unico Bank of Potosi is one of 16 locations providing quality service to you, offering internet and mobile banking, checking, debit cards, and so much more. Unico Bank is the choice for personal and commercial services. Visit Unico Bank of Potosi today or online at unicobank.com. Small enough to know you, large enough to serve you. Unico Bank of Potosi, member FDIC.
Banking with people like you, Unico Bank.
High school football on KFMO is brought to you by Missouri Farm Bureau agent Mike Sonsegra in Farmington and Jonathan Steffen in Deloge, Sam Sism Ford Lincoln, Curtis Auto Glass Center in Park Hills, First State Community Bank, McDonald's of the Parkland, and by Horton Wampler Funeral Home in Park Hills.
Fourth down and two. They'll give it to Walton. Jukes to his left. Has the first down. And how about six as well? Touchdown, Potosi. Well, they just needed 2 yards. Instead, they found all 13. As Noah Walton will find the end zone for the second time today to bring Potosi back to one score, it's 21-13.
Yeah, that was just a good run by the senior running back as he was able to make one man miss and kind of drag his way into the end zone from about 5 yards out. Had a shoestring tackle nearly bring him down and wasn't able to stop him there, and that's Noah Walton's second score of the night.
Extra point brought to you by Complete Vision Care. We got some fireworks somewhere around here. Wyatt Cannon on to attempt. Play is whistled dead. Somebody jumped, and it might have been on Central. Looks like Central jumped off sides, and we'll move them up a yard. I don't think we're going to see Potosi do anything different. Well, I said that, and then they're going to line up and send out a whole new team to go for two, it seems.
Yeah, you're giving up the extra yard. They'll put it at the basically the 1.5, and you think you can get that yardage to get an extra point. You might as well take it. You never know when those points may come back to help you out later in this ball game.
A two-point conversion does make it, so an extra point would lift you over the top if you're able to stop Central. That's not been an easy task tonight. Two-point try also brought to you by Complete Vision Care, the ideal choice for your child's first eye exam at 3 years old or sooner if you notice any problems. They will hand it off. No, ball comes out, and Central recovers. It'll stay an eight-point game. So Potosi rolls the dice. They go for two, but a fumble keeps it an eight-point game. Central leads 21-13 with 3:46 left to go in this first half. Take a break and come right back. You're listening to High School Football right here on the Parkland Sports Leader, AM 1240 KFMO.
When seconds making a play, short's got it covered.
A winning insurance strategy doesn't rely on one person.
Get a good hustle,
two
good
things.
Hustle.
Communicate with your guys and make sure everyone's in the right coverage.
It takes a team that knows its roles well, working together to provide an exceptional experience.
Set the screen. You have to protect yourself.
1, 2, 3, Wildcat!
At Shelter Insurance, you can count on our local agents and award-winning customer service to help you protect what matters most.
See Chuck Odell, Shelter Insurance, on East School Street in Bonterra today or call 358-3674.
Hi, this is Brent Eckley, head football coach of the Farmington Knights, and you're listening to High School Football on AM 1240 KFMO.
Farmington up big on Union tonight. Farmington, we'll see in the coming weeks. Next week, we'll see Central and Valley Catholic, so stay tuned for week 7. But we will see the Knights here again in a couple weeks when they take on Festus. We'll get your upcoming broadcast schedule a little bit later on tonight. 21-13 is Wyatt Cannon kicks it off. Short kick going to be fielded here at about the 31-yard line. It's going to be returned by one of the upbacks to about the 41. 10-yard return. Who was that? That was Kane Husky on the return. And Central once again gets good field position. And we really haven't seen a team tonight start with bad field position between the onside kicks and the big kickoff returns. This game has mostly been played in the short field tonight.
Absolutely, and I think that's a special teams decision. That kickoff, I think, was meant to kind of go over Husky's head, and it just wasn't quite able to, as the Potosi, basically, kickoff team wasn't able to get down there in time to tackle him. And it's been a grind, partner. It's been cloud of dust.
First down and 10, Central in that same formation. They've run all half, but this time they're going to lose some yardage. August Black finds himself bowled over by this Potosi line. It'll be second down and 11. Loss of one. And Potosi really has to prove they can stop this more than once per drive.
Yeah, this is a want-to type decision right now. This is a, we are not allowing you to go do this to us anymore. And that's basically the only decision Potosi has. They have to figure out a way to kind of stiffen up and really force Central to change the game plan, and they haven't done that so far. Maybe this drive can start that.
Three drives, three touchdowns tonight for the Rebels. Tight ends on the right side. It's a direct snap to Foster. Foster dancing around in the backfield. He's going to go way back into the backfield, just trying to use that speed to get around. Tell you what, he does, though. He's past the 45 and steps out of bounds at about the 46 or so. Tell you what, Foster was dancing about maybe 10, 15 yards behind the line of scrimmage. He gets around the end and just chases up the sideline for a gain of about 6 yards on the play. He had to run about 40 for those six, though.
Yeah, and David Miller was kind of gearing up, ready to make the tackle, and he just got walloped, and that kind of helped set the edge and give Foster the lane he needed up that far sideline. And that's one of those things where we talked about. He likes going east-west. It almost cost him big time there, but he was able to find the crease and go upfield.
Third and 5. We'll get you an update after this play. Tight ends shift to the left. Snap goes to Black. Low snap handled by Black. Following his big lineman through, he's got the first down. He's across midfield to roughly the Potosi 45-yard line. To the studio we go. Jared.
Yes, in St. Genevieve, the Valley Catholic Warriors up on the Dragons. Now 21-0. Andrew Schilly connects with Colby Bosler on a 93-yard pass, and the two-point conversion follows. It's 21-0 Warriors. Back to you guys.
Another good Warriors team seemingly getting the jump in the Old Settlement rivalry this year. course, again, we'll see Valley Catholic next week as they take on these Rebels. First down and 10 after the gain by August Black. He'll take it again here on first down. He's going to fight his way through. Somehow gets away from all the would-be tacklers and finds another 45 yards. Touchdown Central. Well, tell you what, I was ready to kind of call that one over, and then Black suddenly just pumps out of the pile and finds his second and longest run of the day. 45 yards to the house as Potosi finds itself trailing by two scores again, 27-13.
Yeah, and that time they've had the play stop, but they just have not been able to make the tackle, and August Black was able to pop it outside to the sideline and was able to find nobody out there. And it's just been a grinding football game, and I think Central fans are going to be loving it over on that far sideline.
The Rebels really not yet to do anything else tonight. PAT is right through the uprights. It's a 15-point game, 28-13. Extra point brought to you by Complete Vision Care, offering quality eye care, premium eyewear, and a customized visual solution for every patient. Locations in Lettington and Festus, 28-13 with 2:06 left to go in the first half. Potosi will get the ball back. They'll need to find a two-minute drill. Remember, they're set to kick it off to begin the second half. Back in a moment, you're listening to High School Football here in the Parkland Sports Leader, AM 1240, KFMO.
With a long and rich tradition in the Parkland, C.Z. Booyer & Sons Funeral Home is proud to be a part of our community since 1906 and maintaining a tradition of quality service. Their staff members are people who care, friends and neighbors who are active in your community, ready to serve you and your family. C.Z. Booyer & Sons Funeral Home, they do their best to deliver service beyond expectation in Bon Terre, Park Hills, Deloge, Leadwood, and Farmington.
High School Football on KFMO is brought to you by Culver's in Farmington. Real estate agent Mary Hagan with Coldwell Banker Halsey in Farmington. American Family Insurance agent Harry Peterson in Farmington. Schlosser Orthodontics. Cozine Memorial Chapel in Farmington. And by Riverside Grill in Park Hills.
Another touchdown run for August Black. His second of the day. 45 yards. Longest play of the game. Had the previous longest play at 40 yards. Black beats his own record at 45. He's got to be above the century mark at this point. Yeah, definitely above the century mark at this point. But perhaps most importantly for Central, they've got that two-score lead again. It's 28-13, 2:06 left to go here in this first half. Pooch kick over the top of Potosi's onside kick defense. Ball will roll out of bounds, and that will give the Trojans solid field position. It really feels like Central's just kind of playing with Potosi tonight on these kickoffs. Onside kicks until they bring up everybody to guard against the onside kick and then kick it over their heads.
Yeah, and David Miller was scrambling back to try to fall on it, and Noah Walton was able to read the English and was able to tell him, hey, it's going to go out of bounds. Just basically block anybody else who's coming. And that was a good job, veteran leadership back there. And like you mentioned, Central's just had their way with Potosi on this special teams unit. And I mean, that's not something that we normally talk about with Central and special teams, but they've come out and showed up really well tonight. And it'll give Potosi probably the worst field position we've seen either side have at the 35-yard line.
Yeah, it was a cheeky play, but Potosi does still get good field position. It's a handoff to Walton on first down. He'll slash his way through. Still on his feet as he jukes to his left. He's going to break free to midfield. 45-40, 35-30. Yeah, nobody's going to catch him. He's going to score. We talked about a two-minute drill, but it's 65 yards for Walton, and they're back to within one score at 28-19. Well, not quite back to within one score just yet. Still need to convert the PAT, but how's that for a quick strike?
We got fireworks up on the hill. We got fireworks all on the ground right now, and we talked about it off air. This has been a ground-and-pound game, but that is not meant that there has been no exciting runs, and it's really starting to open up now. I think that toll is starting to kind of set in, that physical play really kind of starting to show itself here at the end of the half, and this ball game is far from over.
Here's something interesting. Potosi is going to go for two. This is a risky play here. If you are Potosi, a two-pointer gets it back. Two within one, or excuse me, 7 points. If you fail to convert, it'll stay a two-score game. And we're going to get a timeout here taken by Central. Central wants to talk things over. I don't know if they necessarily thought that Potosi was going to come out for the two-point try.
Yeah, and I'm puzzled by that as well, partner. I think that's you know, that may be a little early. I know they're trying to capitalize on the momentum, and maybe they'll rethink it now with the timeout being taken by Central to kind of readjust themselves and recenter. Is that play? That play only took 14 seconds off the clock. We got a minute 52. That's still a lot of time for the Central offense to try to go back down and get a score. But you got to focus on this play right here. And I think Potosi, they're still looking like they're going to go for two here. So you may open up the playbook a little bit more, get a better chance to kind of get your play drawn up.
Yeah, last time it was an awkward handoff that kind of put the ball on the ground. We'll see if Potosi maybe banks on a cleaner play to try to get them back within seven off of the third rushing touchdown of the day for Noah Walton. This has been a high-scoring half. As Potosi rushes out, they're going to line up to attempt the PAT. They change their minds. They're going to go for one. It's Wyatt Cannon on to kick. Cannon will punt it through the uprights, and they'll make it a one-score game, albeit an eight-point deficit. But 65 yards for Noah Walton. It's 28-20. With a minute 52 left to play in the half, Potosi will kick back off to Central when we come back. You're listening to High School Football here on the Parkland Sports Leader, AM 1240, FMO.
Camp, explore, and discover the beautiful Eastern Ozarks at Otaki Lake KOA in Patterson. With tons of options every night, such as lodging in deluxe cabins or camping, primitive cabins, as well as RV sites, you can take your whole group hiking in the woods or enjoy the many local events happening on and around the lake. There's something for everyone who loves the outdoors. Call 855-568-2454 and head to 1224 Wayne 318 in Patterson. Adventures await you at Otaki Lake KOA.
Hi, I'm Mitch Holtis, voice of the Kansas City Chiefs. You're listening to High School Football on AM 1240, KFMO.
Chiefs football coming up on Monday next week, AM 1240, KFMO. Monday Night Football against the Jacksonville Jaguars. 6 o'clock pregame, kickoff at about 7:15 or so, again here on AM 1240, KFMO. 28-20 our score, week 6 of the high school football season. A 65-yard touchdown run for Noah Walton. It's another return here for Central. It's another solid return here for August Black. And I don't think that's a man you necessarily want to kick it to. As Black, very comfortable with the football, as we learned tonight. He'll take it to about the 46-yard line. And if I'm Potosi, I'm not quite sure why you would kick it on the ground there. I don't know if that was designed or not. But you give Central solid field position here with a minute 49. Now, of note, Central has no timeouts. They can't stop the clock. But you do give them a bit of a short field again.
Yeah, and that just may be how their kickoff is designed to be run. They may not have a real deep kick, so it's important that you get the coverage, but you're giving the Central the ball at their own 47.
Same formation. Black ends up in the pile after the snap. He'll gain one. Something to note, again, Central recovered the onside kick to begin the game, so Potosi will be set to kick off to begin the second half. If you're Central, I'm taking some shots here. They haven't shifted out of that formation we've seen them run all half, but I would expect them to at least maybe try to get some points up on the board, because you can make it a two-score swing. But they don't seem really eager to, as they let the clock run a little bit here. And again, in that same two-back formation, tight ends shift to the right. A minute 5 now on the clock. Foster bobbles the snap, has to fall on it. And that'll back him up to the Central 41. And now Potosi, seeing third down, is going to call a timeout themselves with 56 seconds here left on the clock.
Yeah, that's smart, because they may be able to get a stop here and try to get another drive together here. But, yeah, that's really the first offensive miscue we've really seen from Central. The bad snap, and Foster did a good job to go fall on it. But, yeah, it would be a loss of, if I can do math here
about
real
seven.
Quick, partner. Thank you.
Seven on the play is... Yeah, Foster really had no choice. We know he's an electric player, and if he can pick that up and maybe try to run with it, he will. But I perhaps think he felt the defense bearing down on him that time and just chose to fall on it.
Absolutely, and that's never a bad decision. That is always, ball security is always a good choice, and that was a good decision there by Foster to just basically save the possession, because you definitely don't want to get Potosi field position back there, or you know, try to make a mistake even worse by trying to pick it up and trying to scramble around to do something with it. So good job by Foster here. It'll bring up third and long.
Third down and 16. 59 seconds left to go in this first half. Tight end's on the right. It's a snap to Black. He'll run to his left instead, but he will maybe only find a yard. It's going to be fourth down, and Potosi is just going to go ahead and take that final timeout. Timeout with 54 seconds remaining. First half in a long time where I think we've seen all six timeouts taken. Don't see that every day nowadays, but that's what we find here. Let's go ahead and take ourselves a timeout, too. We've got 54 seconds left to go here in this first half. Central leads 28-20. Dosey presumably about to get the ball back. You're listening to high school football here in the Parkland Sports Leader, AM 1240 KFMO.
Need to remodel your house, replace your roof, or just pay off some credit card debt? Hi, Paul Hale here from New Era Bank. And our home equity lines of credit allow you to tap equity in your home without sacrificing that great rate on your current mortgage. Plus, we have affordable rates for our home equity lines of credit that will save you money over the current credit card rates that you have. For more details, visit our website at www.newerabank.com or call any of our convenient locations and ask to speak with a loan officer today. New Era Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
That's brutal.
Fourth down and 15 as we come out of the final timeout of this first half. Neither team with any timeouts remaining. Central lining up to punt. Potosi sending one man back to receive, but now we get an official's timeout. We've got two officials talking things over here. Connor Harbitt, Zach Pipkin, Jace Odell on camera tonight. To our left, back in the studio, Jared Pettis and Braden Cooley. As we wait to see what Central opts to do here. Central getting the ball with about 2 minutes left on the clock. Ran their same formation three times. Lost about 5 yards and now are electing to punt the football away. It's a punt from Nick Fowler. Short kick. Bounces straight up into the air. That ball will be picked up at about the 29-yard line. That was Max Worship who picks that one up. And Potosi will have 46 seconds to go 71 yards without any timeouts. Now, we've seen Potosi more than willing to put that ball in the air and throw it deep. Their one deep pass tonight was intercepted. Do you maybe try it here? Do you maybe go for a couple short passes, try to short down the field, and then go for the bomb? Or what do you maybe do here?
I think you pick up the first down on the ground first, and then you try to make the passes a little bit shorter.
It's a quick wide receiver screen. Passes to Walton. Pushed, bounced at the 30. Steps out at the 29. They'll give him the, well, one official wants to give him the 30. I thought he stepped out the 29. Yeah, that's where they'll put it. It's no gain. Second down and 10, but the clock does stop here at 40 seconds.
Yeah, that play is just not going to cut it. I understand trying to give Noah Walton a chance on the outside, but you've got to go north and south. You can't get stuck going east to west trying to, you know, move the ball down 71 yards for a score here. Definitely going to have to try to find something more forward directing.
Second down and 10. Again, 6 seconds ran off the clock. 40 on the clock. Miller in shotgun with two wide receivers to each side. Walton is in the backfield. They'll fake the handoff, looking for that quick route across the middle. Ball's bobbled. Falls out of the hands of Cole Fowler. An incomplete pass means third down and 10 here with 37 seconds. And I wonder if Potosi just puts the ball on the ground and runs out most of the clock at this point.
Yeah, I think that would be the smart decision there, as that play even wasn't going to really get anything forward as the pass was kind of thrown behind Fowler, and he was going to go right to the ground even if he caught that ball. As we see Dakota Bowers limping off to that sideline. Saw him injured a couple weeks ago against Fredericktown. He's got looks like a brace on that right knee, and that was the leg he was kind of favoring as he headed toward that sideline.
Rodney Greenwalt will take his spot on the defensive line. As Miller comes to the line, empty backfield, five wide receiver set. Central not ready as Miller rolls out to his right. He's under some pressure, though. He'll throw it toward the sideline. Pass caught by Walton. Walton trying to cut it upfield. He'll get about 9. And it'll be fourth down and 1. If Potosi wants to keep it moving, they're going to have to hurry to the line. That's exactly what they're trying to do. It will be fourth down and 1. What do you run here? They're having trouble getting into formation. They're going to line up trips to the left, one to the right. The clock running down, now down to 13. Miller going to take the snap. He's going to drop back. He's going to roll out to his left. He's going to tuck. He's going to run. He's going to look toward that sideline as he crosses the 40, pushed out of bounds at about the 45 with 2 seconds left on the clock. That wasn't great clock management that time for Potosi, but I think you've got it to the point where you can at least just kind of chuck it downfield and hope for the best.
Yeah, and I think this will I don't think we've seen really David Miller have a lot of arm strength, so I think you're going to need to kind of flare it up, try to trickery it a little bit as the central official or central coaches are laying into the far side official, as they probably have a case that should have been blown dead with a false start with the wide receivers on that far sideline, and Coach Corey Schweitz is really laying into him over there.
So they'll line up in shotgun with trips to the right, central in prevent defense, three safeties about 40 yards back. Walton is in the backfield alongside Miller. They'll go for the quick slant route across the middle. They're going to go for the hook and ladder. Ball's fumbled, and Potosi's going to fall on it. They looked for the hook and ladder. The execution wasn't quite there, and Central will take an 8-point lead into the locker room. So that'll take us into our Midwest Sports Center halftime report. Stick around. We've got stats on the way. We've got highlights as well. We get you locked in for the third and fourth quarters tonight. It's Central to receive the second half kickoff. They lead by 8, 28-20. You're listening to High School Football here on the Parkland Sports Leader, AM 1240, KFMO.
Calling all ghosts, ghouls, and goblins, this October, don't let your car buying experience haunt you. Boo, Ashley Sism from Sam Sism Ford, the home of the forever warranty. At Sam Sism Ford, there's nothing to be afraid of when shopping for a new or new-to-you vehicle. We've been helping turn scary shopping into a no-tricks, just-treats purchase since 1937. Forget the nightmare of pushy salesmen. We've been earning our customers' trust for over 85 years. No need to fear when you trust the process and the people. This month, trade in that nightmare ride with an extra $750 Sism Trade Assistance. You'll only scream in delight when you find the car of your dreams with the extra money down. Don't be a credit zombie dragging that high rate around. Stumble in today to bury that bad deal. Fly into shop at Sam Sism Ford this October, and we will revive your ride. May your month be filled with treats and spooky good savings. Rest in peace of mind at Sam Sism Ford. Visit us online at SismFord.com or call 431-3177.
Join us for our Trunk or Treat on Thursday, October 30th from 4 to 6 p.m., rain or shine.
Big savings, friendly service, and everything you need in one stop. Walmart Supercenters in Farmington and Deloge are here for you. Whether it's groceries or everyday essentials, Walmart has you covered. Shop smart, live better, Walmart. A proud sponsor of high school sports.
Need a cozier, more energy-efficient home? Ozarks Modern Insulation in Park Hills has delivered quality insulation since 1977 with free estimates and old-fashioned family service. Ozarks Modern Insulation, proud sponsor of high school sports.
Attention pizza lovers.
Little Caesars Pizza wants their valued customers to know that due to a recent fire,
the Little Caesars Pizza in Deloge is currently closed.
But don't worry, your favorite hot and ready pizza is still available
with the Farmington Little Caesars.
Whether it's a classic pepperoni, cheese, or crazy bread, the Farmington location is open and ready to serve
with the same great quality you've come to love.
So if you're hungry for the best pizza in town,
head to the Farmington Little Caesars.
It's hot and ready, waiting for you.
Pizza, pizza.
You know Mineral Area Overhead Door has sold and installed garage doors and openers since 1978, but we also have windows, patio covers, screen rooms, and more. Check out our beautiful showroom on Highway 67 in Farmington or visit mineralareadoor.com. Need a hinge, cable, remote? Yeah, we've got that. Mineral Area Door has a huge inventory of parts for your convenience. Call 431-6123 or visit our website at mineralareadoor.com. Serving you since 1978.
Nothing beats a perfectly cooked steak, and nobody does it better than Texas Roadhouse in Festus. We're serving up hand-cut steaks, tender ribs, and all your favorite made-from-scratch sides. From sizzling sirloins to juicy ribeyes, every bite is packed with legendary flavor. Don't forget those fresh-baked rolls and cinnamon butter to keep you coming back for more. Whether it's a night out or a reason to celebrate, make it unforgettable at Texas Roadhouse in Festus. Come hungry, leave satisfied. Texas Roadhouse, where steak is done right.
In real estate, the right plan matters. I'm Mary Hagan, and I'm ready to help guide you through every step, buying or selling. Call me at 573-701-1690. With the right teammate, every move is a victory.
Need mobile home repairs? R&R Mobile Home Parts and Service is your one-stop solution. Doors, windows, plumbing, skirting, roof coating, and more. Visit R&R Mobile Home Parts and Service at Highway 67 and Y in Valley Mines, 636-937-9898.
On the field, every play counts. Off the field, every moment matters. Heart and Soul Hospice proudly supports our athletes and our community, helping families make the most of life's precious time.
Unico Bank in Park Hills is one of 16 locations providing quality service to you, offering internet and mobile banking, checking, debit cards, and so much more. Unico Bank is the choice for personal and commercial services. Visit Unico Bank in Park Hills today or online at unicobank.com. Small enough to know you, large enough to serve you, Unico Bank in Park Hills, member FDIC.
Banking with people like you, Unico Bank.
Had a run-in with life's surprises? Kevin Ball Auto Body, the most recommended repair shop in the area, restores your ride to its pre-accident condition with over 30 years of craftsmanship. Free estimates anytime. No appointment needed. Kevin Ball Auto Body, proud sponsor of high school sports.
High school football isn't just a game. It's a tradition that brings our community together. And McDonald's is proud to be a part of that tradition, supporting our local schools, athletes, and families right here in the Parkland. Be sure to join us on KFMO every Friday night for the Tailgate Show, fueled by McDonald's. From the kickoff to the final whistle, McDonald's is here for the hometown fans. McDonald's. I'm loving it.
From the court to the field, Savage Electric Power's hometown pride. Supporting every serve, swing, and score all season long. Savage Electric, keeping the lights bright for every game, every athlete, every win.
Pre-planning a funeral is very personal. Whether it's special music or a favorite poem, each person has their own wishes. At Cozine Memorial Chapel, we're here to help you express those wishes.
Proud to be a part of high school sports, Cozine Memorial Chapel and Crematorium, 217 West Columbia in Farmington.
Welcome to the Midwest Sports Center Halftime Report on AM 1240 KFMO. Midwest Sports Center in Farmington is your premier dealership for power sports. Visit them for your next great adventure on the road, off the road, or in the water. Midwest Sports Center is your ultimate outdoor toy store. On Walker Drive in Farmington, the Midwest Sports Center Halftime Report on AM 1240 KFMO.
Back here in Studio Central at halftime, the Central Rebels leading the Potosi Trojans 28-20 in our broadcast game. Jared Pettis, Braden Cooley here in studio. It is Connor Harbit and Zach Pipkin on the call in Potosi. Jace Odle produces our video broadcast live on the website at KFMOsports.com. Let's take a look at what's going on in the other five games of the area here in the week six high school football. Starting it in Farmington at halftime, the Knights are 4-1. They lead Union 35-7. And down in St. Genevieve, it's a battle of the undefeated teams. The Warriors leading the St. Genevieve Dragons 21-7. It's been a big game for Andrew Schilly. Started it off with a 35-yard rushing touchdown with 6:55 to go in the first. Schilly then connects with Colby Bosler on the next two. First for 6 yards, then for 93 yards. The two-point conversion on the latter was good. 21-0. It is Valley leading St. Jim. Festus and North County, they are deep in the second half. Festus leads the Raiders 20-14. DeSoto and Fredericktown at half, 21-0. Dragons. And Hillsborough leading Windsor at recess 27-12. The Owls scored with 3 seconds left in the half. That's what's happening outside of our broadcast game. Out-of-town scoreboard courtesy of Mineral Area Overhead Door at 1020 Woodlawn Drive just north of Farmington, providing over 40 years of great service to their customers. Visit them at mineralareadoor.com. In our broadcast game, 28-20, the Central Rebels leading the Potosi Trojans. Highlights from the first half, there's a lot of them, coming up after this on KFMO. It's Week 6 Football. Your outdoor adventures just got easier with Midwest Sports Center in Farmington, your ultimate outdoor toy store. Whether you're hitting the road, tearing up the trails, or cruising the waves, they got you covered. Explore a range of top brands like Polaris, Suzuki, Can-Am, and Kawasaki. Upgrade your ride with doors, windshields, roofs, and much more. Your next outdoor thrill awaits you at Midwest Sports Center in Farmington. Visit them today at 124 Walker Drive in Farmington.
Keep your property safe with Liberty Security in Farmington. They offer armed and unarmed security for homes, businesses, and events. Their local team is trained and ready to help protect what matters most to you. As a local company, they're committed to protecting our community. Trust Liberty Security for all your security needs. Go to their website, libertysecurityllc.com, for more information. Security is everyone's concern, but it's their business. Liberty Security.
Unico Bank in Park Hills is one of 16 locations providing quality service to you, offering internet and mobile banking, checking, debit cards, and so much more. Unico Bank is the choice for personal and commercial services. Visit Unico Bank in Park Hills today or online at unicobank.com. Small enough to know you, large enough to serve you, Unico Bank in Park Hills, member FDIC.
Banking with people like you, Unico Bank.
Plenty of companies can help you with your home improvement projects, but few offer the skills and resources of 30-plus years in business. Dalton Home Improvement is experienced in exterior projects like doors, windows, siding, and gutters, and interior projects including kitchen and bath remodeling. Dalton Home Improvement can help you from start to finish when you are ready to make improvements on your home or business. Call 314-640-2808 or check them out at daltonhomeimprovements.com.
Catfish Kettle, a landmark in our community for nearly 38 years, serving fresh, made-to-order catfish, chicken, shrimp, and so much more. Enjoy their drive-thru, delivery, or dine-in options. Enjoy a delicious lunch or dinner today at Catfish Kettle in Farmington, a proud sponsor of high school sports.
Everybody's going home, pool, and spa.
Looking to turn your backyard into a family paradise? With 80 years of experience, Home Pools and Spas brings in-ground pools, above-ground pools, and relaxing spas to life right here in Ludington, Missouri.
We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we're here for all of life's wins. Like when you get a new car, or new boat, or new driver, or when your son moves out, but your mom moves in, or you find out you're expecting, again. Or when one rental property turns into two, then 20, or you realize they're all in Tornado Alley. Life is full of life events. Make sure you have the right policy for each of life's wins.
For life, auto, home, and business insurance, I'm here for you. Mike Sanzagraw, your local Missouri Farm Bureau agent in Farmington, or John Steffen in Deloge.
Back here on the Midwest Sports Center Halftime Report, 28-20 Potosi trails Central. How about some highlights from that first half? As the score implies, we've got plenty of them. Let's go ahead and start with the very first play of the game. Not even talking offense, defense. I'm talking about the opening kickoff. Central going onside to begin the game. Taking on these Central Rebels. Already underway, it's a ground ball kick bobbled by Potosi. It's loose on the ground, and I think Central may have recovered. And they have got the football. Central will start out with possession. An onside kick. That ball was bobbled by the front line of Potosi, and Central able to rush to the football to pick it up. That was Kane Husky getting to the ball first, and Central starting this one off in a big way. Shout out to Kane Husky. He also recovered an onside kick, or should I say for Central. Potosi trying to do the same thing. Husky would later recover a ball in much the same way. But that central drive, well, they started in Potosi territory. They'd hit pay dirt to start the game. Karis Foster finding his first of three rushing touchdowns. They rush to the line. Foster takes a snap. He is going to dive forward. Touchdown central. The Rebels waste no time in scoring first. It's Karis Foster in the Wildcat formation. 3 yards to the house, 6-0 central. Well, that was actually one of two, because I confused him with the player that did have three first-half touchdowns. That's Potosi's Noah Walton. Potosi was able to strike back with this rushing touchdown. First down and goal from the three. Miller in shotgun. One wide receiver each side. They'll hand it off to Walton. Jukes to his left. Hit, but he stays on his feet and trots into the end zone. Touchdown, Potosi. So the Trojans spurred on by a big kickoff return. They get the short field. They convert on third down. They convert on fourth down. And it's Noah Walton taking it 3 yards for another score. 1 point away from tying this thing up early. But Central would get the ball back. And again, using the short field, they would score once again. Karis Foster making it from a little bit farther out. His second and final touchdown of the first half. Central had it first down and goal from the one, but a loss of two and a penalty has backed them up all the way out to the eight. It's a snap to Foster. Foster up the middle. He's touched, but he jogs his way on through. Touchdown, Central. Well, it wasn't the cleanest first down and goal we've ever seen, but ultimately, Foster able to find his second touchdown of the day, this time for 8 yards, as Central reclaims that 13-7 lead. Potosi trying to reclaim that tied ball game. However, they went to the air. They looked for the big play and got burned. Central coming up with a big interception.
Yeah, we'll see if that playbook maybe opens up a little bit more as we progress into this ball game. But the running game's been working great.
Well, speaking of, here's Potosi chucking it downfield. But that ball has too much on it. Intercepted. August Black coming up with the pick. He's going to try to return it up the middle. He's tackled at about the 20-yard line. David Miller, too much gas on the throw. And August Black, the only one deep in coverage who could realistically catch that ball. And so Central would take over, and for the third time in three drives, yeah, they would score. But it was August Black from 40 yards out, his first of two touchdowns. I'll look back to the sideline. Play clock down to five. Snap will go to Black. Heads toward his left, breaks through, nobody behind him. Touchdown, Central. Black hits the gap in a hurry. 40-yard score, and Central takes a two-score lead, 20-7.
Right up the middle, partner, just power run. And that time, there was nobody there. Black was able to make one cut back toward the middle of the field, and there was green grass in front of him, and he was able to find the purple turf in the end zone, give Central a two-score lead.
That two-score lead wouldn't last for long, as Potosi was able to move the ball forward, mostly on the ground. And again, it was Noah Walton from 13 yards out. Fourth down and two, they'll give it to Walton. Jukes to his left, has the first down, and how about six as well? Touchdown, Potosi. Well, they just needed 2 yards. Instead, they found all 13, as Noah Walton will find the end zone for the second time today to bring Potosi back to one score. It's 21-13. Yeah, this game was just filled with great running plays, at least so far here in the first half. August Black, starting with that interception, started to become a little more prevalent in this one. Beat his own record, had the longest play of the game at the time, then up that mark with this 45-yard score. Of course, again, we'll see Valley Catholic next week as they take on these Rebels. First down and 10 after the gain by August Black. He'll take it again here on first down. He's going to fight his way through, somehow gets away from all the would-be tacklers, and finds another 45 yards. Touchdown, Central. Well, tell you what, I was ready to kind of call that one over, and then Black suddenly just pumps out of the pile and finds his second and longest run of the day. But that would not be the longest play of the first half, because on the very next drive, Noah Walton, anything you can do, I can do just a little bit better. Walton with the longest play of the first half, 65 yards to, again, bring Potosi back within one score. It's a handoff to Walton on first down. He'll slash his way through, still on his feet as he jukes to his left. He's going to break free to midfield, 45-40, 35-30. Yeah, nobody's going to catch him. He's going to score. We talked about a two-minute drill, but it's 65 yards for Walton, and they're back to within one score at 28-19. And Potosi was able to finally get a stop against Central. Central really just forcing the ball down the throat of Potosi in that first half. Central would punt. Potosi would be unable to come up with a score of their own. And that's where we take the, well, that's where we go into the locker rooms. A halftime score of 28-20. Those are the highlights. We take another break. When we come back, we've quickly got your stats as we continue on through the Midwest Sports Center halftime report. 28-20, Central leads Potosi. You're listening to High School Football and the Parkland Sports Leader, AM 1240 KFMO.
Revamp your view with Curtis Auto Glass Center in Park Hills, a trusted name in the Parkland since 1978. From automotive to residential and commercial glass services, they can even come to you. Curtis Auto Glass in Park Hills has you covered. For quality craftsmanship and friendly service, Curtis Auto Glass Center in Park Hills.
Schlosser Orthodontics offers orthodontic care unique to every patient's treatment needs. With both traditional braces and Invisalign therapies available, they make sure to address your dental concerns to achieve a smile that is both healthy and beautiful. Schlosser Orthodontics, 603 North Maple Street in Farmington.
Looking for a new bank? We've got you covered. At First State Community Bank, we're here to make the switch easy. With local bank experts who know you by name, powerful digital tools for banking anywhere, and a commitment to our community, we're more than just a bank. We're your financial partner. Ready for a bank that puts you first? Visit a nearby branch or learn more at fscb.com and make the switch seamless. First State Community Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, bank NMLS number 412605.
And back here one final time, or maybe not one final time here, but we're back again on the Midwest Sports Center Halftime Report. It's time for stats from the first half. They're brought to you by Sam Sisson Ford Lincoln, supporting our communities since 1937. Zach, pretty simple for this first half here as two teams that really wanted to put the ball on the ground.
You said we needed to do stats quickly. I could do that for you, partner. I could do that real easy. These two teams have made my job really easy in that regards. We'll look at team stats really quickly. First, for the Central Rebels, 229 yards of offense, 229 yards on the ground, no pass attempts, not even a whisper of one, 9 yards on average per play. For the Rebels, or for the Trojans, rather, it's a little bit more balanced, 48 yards through the air, 157 on the ground, 205 yards total, averaging about 6 yards a play. And we'll look at the individual leaders now. August Black, the leading rusher in this ball game, 15 carries, 149 yards, and 2 touchdowns. Karis Foster, 11 carries for 80 yards and 2 touchdowns. Those are the only two players for Central that have touched the ball on offense, and they've been all on the ground. We'll look at the Trojans now. David Miller, 7 of 10 in the first half, 48 yards, and an interception. That was his second pass attempt early in that ball game. Noah Walton, 11 carries, 115 yards, 3 scores. He's responsible for all 20 points on the ground. David Miller, 4 carries for 32 yards. Carter Pyatt, 2 carries for 10 yards. And then receiving, Thomas Laming, 5 catches, 36 yards. Blaine Maxwell, 1 catch for 12 yards. Noah Walton, 1 catch for 0 yards. And those are your stats. Not a lot to share with you, partner.
Yeah, I mean, two teams, again, really looking to run the football here tonight. Those are your halftime stats. They're brought to you by Sam Sisson Ford Lincoln, supporting our community since 1937. Shop local, where hundreds of makes and models come with a no-cost-to-you forever warranty. Go online to sissonford.com or call 573-431-3177. That'll wrap things up here on the Midwest Sports Center Halftime Report. When we come back, it's time for the second half. Potosi will be kicking off to Central, but the Rebels lead by 8. It's 28-20. You're listening to High School Football here in the Parkland Sports Leader, AM 1240 KFMO.
You've been listening to the Midwest Sports Center Halftime Report. Midwest Sports Center in Farmington is your premier dealership for power sports. Visit them for your next great adventure on the road, off the road, or in the water. Midwest Sports Center is your ultimate outdoor toy store on Walker Drive in Farmington.
Stay tuned. The second half is next after these messages.
In life's toughest moments, compassion makes all the difference. Horton Wampler Funeral Home is honored to serve families with dignity, care, and respect, helping celebrate every life with love.
Lambert's Cafe in Sykeston has everything from chicken and dumplings to sandwiches to steaks and ribs. The pass-arounds are delicious family favorites. The desserts are amazing and all topped off with the famous throat rolls. Lambert's Cafe, 1800 West State Highway J in Sykeston.
Your outdoor adventures just got easier with Midwest Sports Center in Farmington, your ultimate outdoor toy store. Whether you're hitting the road, tearing up the trails, or cruising the waves, they got you covered. Explore a range of top brands like Polaris, Suzuki, Can-Am, and Kawasaki. Upgrade your ride with doors, windshields, roofs, and much more. Your next outdoor thrill awaits you at Midwest Sports Center in Farmington. Visit them today at 124 Walker Drive in Farmington.
From engine repair to collision repair, Keene Performance in Bonterre is all things automotive. They service all makes and models and will have you back on the road in no time. Keene Performance, located on Stormy Lane off of Highway K in Bonterre, proud supporter of high school sports.
Complete Vision Care in Ledington, proudly serving the Parkland's eye care needs since 1966. Needing routine eye care? Ask about their new retinal imaging device that can act as a good substitute for dilating the eyes.
When it comes to your eyes, listen to this voice. Complete Vision Care is the ideal choice.
Calling all ghost schools and goblins. This October, don't let your car buying experience haunt you. Boo, Ashley Sism from Sam Sism Ford, the home of the forever warranty. At Sam Sism Ford, there's nothing to be afraid of when shopping for a new or new-to-you vehicle. We've been helping turn scary shopping into a no-tricks, just-treats purchase since 1937. Forget the nightmare of pushy salesmen. We've been earning our customers' trust for over 85 years. No need to fear when you trust the process and the people. This month, trade in that nightmare ride with an extra $750 Sism Trade Assistance. You'll only scream in delight when you find the car of your dreams with the extra money down. Don't be a credit zombie dragging that high rate around. Stumble in today to bury that bad deal. Fly in to shop at Sam Sism Ford this October, and we will revive your ride. May your month be filled with treats and spooky good savings. Rest in peace of mind at Sam Sism Ford. Visit us online at SismFord.com or call 431-3177.
Join us for our Trunk or Treat on Thursday, October 30th from 4 to 6 p.m., rain or shine.
From auto to home to life, pet, and business insurance, Chris Morrison State Farm in Farmington offers personalized coverage and free quotes to fit your needs. Chris Morrison State Farm, proud sponsor of high school sports. Call or text 573-756-1900 today.
High school football on KFMO is brought to you by Midwest Sports Center in Farmington, Kevin Ball Auto Body in Park Hills, Shelter Insurance Agent Chuck Odle in Bonterre, Gilster Mary Lee Corporation in Chester, Illinois, Mineral Area College, and by Graphic Options in Farmington.
Time to start the second half here in Potosi. Homecoming for the Trojans. They find themselves trailing the Central Rebels. They lead 28-20. Potosi set to kick it off to begin this second half. Connor Harbit with you. Zach Pipkin also on the call tonight. Jay Sodal on camera to our left. And back in Studio Central, it is Jared Pettis and Braden Cooley. Glad you could join us on what is sort of, kind of, becoming a cooler Friday night. Still a little bit sweaty in the press box here tonight, but I'll tell you what, that's usually just par for the course. They need to start building AC in these things. So we'll get it going here. Wyatt Cannon set to kick it away. Two men back to receive for Central. We're underway. Another low line drive kick. It's fielded by August Black at about the 28-yard line. He'll move to his right. He's across the 40, dives forward to the 45. And again, Central, who's not really been challenged today, at least as far as field position is concerned, will have 55 yards to score here on their opening drive of the third quarter.
Yeah, they've been very, very resoundingly winning the special teams battle in this ball game, and this is about their average starting field position. If you take out the interception return, they had that ball at about the 21-yard line. So they've been averaging about the 45 here. So looks like it'll be business as usual here to start the second half for Central.
Yep. I'll give you one guess at the formation. Snap goes to Karis Foster on first down. He'll juke to his right. Modest gain. It's going to be about 2 yards or so. Second down and 8. And, you know, we were talking off air during the halftime break. Potosi will need, I think, at least they'll need to stop Central on a drive, I think, to get Central to even start thinking about shifting out of this formation.
Yeah, they're going to need at least one stop. They were able to get one there at the end of the first half, and that time they were only able to give them 2 yards. I think if they can find a way to force a punt or a turnover on downs, I think that may really force Central to kind of question whether or not this is a viable strategy going forward. It's worked all game, but it may not continue.
August Black through the second line moves into Potosi territory. He'll be around the first down marker, but a little bit short. Gain of 7. It'll be 3rd and 1. From the 47 of Central to the 47 of Potosi.
Yep, and that's not going to do it if you're Potosi wanting to have the status quo change any. as it's been right up the middle. They really haven't been able to get a lot going side to side, but they really haven't had to. They basically just kind of run right behind their tight end lead blockers, and they've been able to get pretty good gains every play.
Black's been the workhorse back tonight. 17 carries. Splitting the touches tonight with Karis Foster, but Black gets another one here. Potosi will push him backwards, but did forward momentum carry him across the 45? That was the line to gain, and it looks like they're going to give him the 45. It'll be first down. Maybe. Well, they got fourth down over on the chain gang there, but I think this is a first down, yeah. And they'll move the chains. First down and 10 Central.
Yeah, I think the official just wanted to confirm that. But, I mean, the tip of the ball is right on that 45 that they needed to gain. So, first down there for the Rebels. But Potosi made it close. They got a nice stop there. But it came a little too late on that set of downs. They're going to have to really stiffen up here early on in this set if they want to try to get a stop.
Same formation. Tight ends lined up to the right. Snap to Black. He'll get another carry. Jumps over one. Potosi Trojan as he moves about 4 yards forward. Second down and six. All the carries, save for maybe the first one here this second half, have gone to Black. Again, Black 19 carries on the night. Foster 13 carries today. 32 plays from scrimmage, and they've all been runs tonight. Still yet to see either of the two quarterbacks for Central. In fact, Nick Fowler is the one running in the plays right now for the Rebels.
And he's basically been the only thing that's been changing on this formation is which side of the formation he lines up on, as he's basically just taken one Potosi Trojan out wide, and that's basically been his role.
Second and six. Snap goes to Foster this time. Stopped at about the 40 for a gain of one. It'll be third down and five. And if you're Central, I'm thinking you're operating kind of in a two-play system here. I don't think you're going to punt this one away. You might want to play conservative because Potosi is only one score away. But with the way you've moved the football today, I feel like Coach Weiss would feel pretty comfortable that he can get the 5 yards here in two plays.
Yeah, and the Central's defense, other than the interception, they really haven't been proven that they could get a stop. But Potosi, they haven't been able to stop them either. I think that's going to be the biggest question is who's going to be able to really get something figured out here first.
Opening drive is taking us down to 8:30. Snap to Black. He's going to look to pass. Wide open is Nick Fowler, but he can't hang on. Central went for the trick play. They finally looked to go to the air, but it was a little bit underthrown, and Nick Fowler can't hang on. Man, if that ball was thrown led on, I think Fowler's taking it to the house.
Yeah, and that's what happens whenever you put your running back in that kind of position. I mean, he was kind of stood up. He really had to get his arm way up to get up over the line, and just wasn't able to put a lot on it. We're going to see
Brody Pagan for the first time tonight.
Nothing like saying fourth down conversion. Go get us a fourth down, bud, for the first time.
Well,
here's he in the field.
Shotgun formation. Fowler sent in motion. They fake the handoff to Black. Pig looking to go to the air. He is being chased. Going to just dump it. Ball's caught by Black. He's got the first down. Well, I'll tell you what. Pig comes in a big spot for his first play of the day. He's able to flip it to Black for a first down and 10.
Yeah, that was just a good job there between the two, knowing that Black is out there trying to block. I think Pig was trying to look further downfield, but Black was able to realize, hey, my quarterback's in trouble. Let's just plant right here near the first down marker. And it was a good job by Pig to kind of recognize what the trouble he was in, and he's going to go right back to the sideline, and Central is going to go right back to power football.
Back to the status quo. Black and Foster. Woods and Cosby, the upbacks, the tight ends. First down and 10, ball on the 34-yard line. Foster takes a snap, tries to jump over the Potosi line, but he swept up and taken down after a gain of maybe one. Black's been the more successful back here on this opening drive, but this is a long drive as Foster a little bit slow to get up. It's always risky when you go to the air like that. But to go back to that previous point, Black's been kind of the back finding success here.
Absolutely, and he's been kind of the one tasked with being more of the quarterback of the two back there. And I think he's done a good job of basically using his body to get to go forward. And Karis Foster's been more of the finesse back, if you will, kind of back there. And they've balanced out pretty well. Black has definitely been getting most of the touches, though, and most of the yardage.
Both Black and Foster, two touchdowns today. Here is Black. He is dragged down from behind. Potosi back-to-back stops, and it's going to be third down and nine. Well, Potosi really starting to find a little bit of success in stopping this play. Now, Central's been able to move it forward and run a lot of clock here off this opening drive. There is a flag on the play. Hold on. There was some pushing and shoving after the play, but we're just going to have a stock standard holding here on Central. There have been some moments tonight where maybe there's a little bit of extra kick. There's nothing too crazy tonight, but this time it is going to be holding called on Central, and it'll be second down, but now how about second down and 20?
Yeah, and those are the tensions that just kind of build in this type of game where we're tired of you doing this to us. We're going to fight back, and I think that's kind of where we're at right now, is that's really forcing Central's hand, and Brody Pigg sees the field one more time.
Yeah, and a 20-yard set. Pig quickly throws it out toward Fowler. Fowler makes the catch. He's across the 40 to about the 39. It's a small gain of about four. It'll be third down and 16. And that's what Potosi ultimately needs to do. Needs to create those long yardage situations, because then Central, this offense that they've been running today is usually good for about 3-4 yards at a time. It's not really picking up huge chunks. Yes, they had big plays, but the initial hit is coming about 3-4 yards. Potosi's starting to wrap up, and now Central is not able to find that big play anymore.
Absolutely, and now you've got to try to turn the key on this offense and try to really wake it up. I mean, this is a completely new style that you're trying to run.
Man set in motion, trips to the right, but they throw it to the opposite side. Devin Graff makes the catch. He'll find about 3 yards before being taken down. It'll be third down and 14. And Central's got a choice now, because they're on the 36-yard line. They're solidly into Potosi territory, but it is still fourth down and long. Do you try to pin them deep, or do you just try your luck and know that you're still putting Potosi about as deep as they have been tonight if you fail?
Well, I think we're going to know our decision here in about 20 seconds on the play clock. I think if Central takes a delay game, we're going to see him try to punt and give himself a little bit more room. But if I'm Corey Schweiss, I'm going to say, hey, let's take our chances. This is about the same field position we've been giving Potosi anyway. Might as well try our luck and try to get this first down.
Well, it is Pig and shotgun. They're going to look to convert. They're going to throw it up the left sideline. That ball was underthrown. Was it intercepted? It doesn't really matter. In fact, not intercepting that pass, probably the smart choice, as it does give Potosi the ball on the 36. Turnover on downs. The Trojans take over after a drive that took over half the time off the clock in the third quarter.
Yeah, and this ball game, it may come down to whoever just has the ball last. And I think Central did a good job of burning clock and really kind of grinding the Potosi gears. But Potosi did a really good job to finally kind of get that stop that they've been needing. They took advantage of that penalty, not really allowing Central to get a big chunk play there. And like you mentioned, that was actually a good decision.
Ran backwards for about 3-4 yards, then stiff-armed a guy about 3 yards behind the line of scrimmage, and finally was able to cut it upfield just to get back to the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, I mean, he ran about 25 yards to gain zero, but it just shows the difficulty he has developed in getting tackled, really not letting any of the guys in that Central second level be able to bring him down.
Second down and 10. Fake handoff, Miller looking to keep it himself. And he'll find about a yard. It'll be third and nine. These two offenses were fairly electric in the first half so far. Not much. Central was able to move the ball about 60 yards or so. No, my math's probably not math. And about 40 yards or so. Potosi, a couple plays, only 2 yards to show for it. Shotgun formation, four wide receivers. Two to each side. Miller takes a snap, fakes the pass, now rolls out to his right. Has some time to survey the field. Gonna chuck one. Oh, that ball is intercepted by Nick Fowler. Just trying to get it over the top to his man Lamming, but Nick Fowler simply reaches up and snatches that one out of the sky. Central takes it right back.
And that was the right decision by Miller. That pass was there. He just wasn't able to get enough on it as he was rolling to his right, kind of throwing off his back foot, and that really hurts if you're Potosi. You worked so hard to get that stop, and really good field position once again, and that was just a good job by Fowler, kind of high-pointing that ball and able to come down with it, doing a good job to not really allow Potosi that big explosive play.
So Central takes over. First down and 10 on their own 47-yard line. 4:27 here on the clock. They'll come out in that double back formation. Fowler, the wide receiver, lined up to the right. Tight ends are lifted to the right. Snap to Foster. Foster trying to follow Black through the hole. Spins to his right, still on his feet. Evades another tackler. He's across the Potosi 45 to the 40, up the right sideline. Jogs out of bounds at the 30-yard line. It's a gain of 23 and a first down and 10 for Central.
We talk a lot about how Foster goes side to side and east to west. That time it pays off for him. He was able to kind of run into the pile, make a cut out to the outside, break a shoestring tackle, and was able to scamper out of bounds after picking up a nice chunk of change. And that's what makes this offense so hard to run against right now is you get the initial stop, but like you mentioned on that last drive, they were able to wrap up. Now you've got to re-lock in and really make sure that you're wrapping up here.
Foster's second longest run of the day. Had a gain of 32 in the first half. That one again goes for 23. First down and 10 from the 30. Snap goes to, I believe that was Black. It was. And he'll gain 7 on the play. Second down and 3, under 4 to go in the third quarter.
Yeah, but now Central, they're gonna take their time. I think they want to make sure that they have long possessions here with the football, as they've been able to get good yardage on these plays. They're not in any hurry, and they're really going to try to force Potosi to stop them again. They've only gotten 2 stops so far tonight. They're going to have to find something deep within themselves right here.
It is second and 4. Ball on the 24. Same formation. The snap goes to Black. Black met just in front, just behind, I guess I should say, the line of scrimmage. It's maybe a gain of 1. Maybe even less than 1. It'll be 3rd and 4. Four down territory. But a stop for the Potosi line.
Yeah, but that time it was Elliot Akers kind of plugging the hole and just basically making everything really difficult in there for August Black, and kind of had the Calvary come in and help kind of clean things up and hold Black right where he was. But you're going to have to do that 2 more times to get the ball back.
More personnel changes here for Central. Coming into the game, replacing Max Woods. That is Max Worship. He'll take the spot just behind the front 5. Snap goes to Foster. Again evades a would-be tackler in the backfield. He'll find the first down, trying to toe the sideline, but he does go out of bounds at the 10-yard line. 14 yards for Foster. Again, as he narrowly avoids what would have been a tackle for a loss to give Central first down and goal.
Yeah, and Potosi, they're going for the legs, but Karis Foster, he's known for that footwork he's got out there, and was able to kind of pick his feet free and stiff arm the man to the ground. And once he gets that outside and able to get a little bit of a burst of speed, it's all over. And the Potosi defender did a good job to force him outside and wide and get him out of bounds here inside the 10.
First down and goal. Ball is on the 9, about the 9.5. Same formation. Up backs to the right. Snap goes to Black. Black pushing his way forward. Gets maybe 2. It'll be 2nd and goal from the 7. 2.5 minutes remaining here in this third quarter. The scoring has slowed down tremendously. And I think a large part of that is just simply the fact that Central's not really gashing for 10, 12, 8 yards at a time. But they're still moving forward enough for first downs.
Yeah, and they're content with just letting the clock run. And that's the beauty of having that 1-score lead and basically having control of the ball. It's like we're gonna do what we want, and as long as you're moving forward, there's not a lot that Potosi can do other than kinda grit and take it. And they're gonna have to really force them to change something up here to get any kind of spark here on defense and get the ball back.
Second down and goal from the 7. Again, it's Black. Bounces out to the right, and he's going to get suplexed at about the 6-yard line. Well, that was a tackle. As he gets wrapped up from behind and kind of just thrown to the ground, it'll be 3rd down and goal from the 6. Didn't quite catch who made that tackle, but get that man on the wrestling team. That was a picture-perfect suplex.
I think Noah Walton could be a good wrestler as well, as he had nice leverage around the hips and was able to just kind of lift him up there. And we've seen that be a flag in the NFL, but in high school, anything goes, and love seeing the WWE out on the field.
So it is 3rd down and 6. Kurt Angle would be proud. And we'll see what Central does here. Most likely going to be going two plays. We know they can kick a field goal if need be, but it is going to be Brody Pigg going under center. Here's that power eye. Three backs in the backfield. A handoff to the deep back Foster, but he's going nowhere. It's fourth down. It'll be fourth and maybe five. Under a minute to go in the third, and Central's got a choice to make.
Yeah, and Central that time, they kind of went for that more super eye look that we saw a few weeks ago against Jefferson. And that time, Potosi was able to just kind of knife through and not really allow any forward momentum, as it looks like Central's going to set up for the field goal.
Yeah, this field goal would put Central up two scores. They lead by eight, looking for an 11-point lead. It's Devin Graff on to attempt the field goal. Ball's on the six-yard line. It'll be a 23-yard try. Fowler is on the hold. Looks like they're going to run the clock down as much as they can. Snaps good, holds good. Graff on through the uprights. It's good. And so with just 1 second remaining here in the third quarter, Central will claim a two-score lead. It's the interception for Nick Fowler that sets up a drive to pick up Central 3 points. Again, they lead by 11 over Potosi, 31-20. We'll take a break and come right back. You're listening to High School Football here on the Parkland Sports Leader, AM 1240.
Imagine a place where sweet and savory meets tasty delicious. You must be thinking of Dairy Queen in Farmington and Potosi. Soft-served ice cream with your choice of toppings or crispy tenders with dipping sauces to fulfill your taste buds. Farmington and Potosi Dairy Queens are proud sponsors of high school sports.
Before we get you back out to Potosi, got a quick scoring update. Fredericktown gets on the board with a minute into the third quarter, I should say, 11 left in it. They're trailing DeSoto 21-7. Farmington and Union went back and forth midway through the third quarter, 49-14 Knights lead. And Valley Catholic up on St. Genevieve, 28-0. Festus leads North County, 33-14. Back out to Potosi, Connor and Zach.
Thank you, Jared. We're back here in Potosi, homecoming for the Trojans, but right now, it's not been a night to remember. They trail by two scores once again, following the 23-yard field goal for Devin Graff. It's 31-20, Central. Another onside kick, and Central thinks they have it. They do. Another onside kick, and the Rebels take the ball at midfield. Central has just dominated special teams tonight.
Absolutely, and that time it was a little bit of a misdirection. Normally he pulls that onside kick, and instead he pushed it way out wide, and one Potosi defender was ready to go block for the guy on the outside that was supposed to catch the ball, and the guy on the outside never caught the ball, and Central was right there to fall on it, and that just makes a bad night go even worse.
That was just a fantastic onside kick from Devin Graff. Well, we've got our officials talking about, and they might say Potosi actually got it. No, they pointed the wrong way. It is going to be Central football. We had one official kind of point toward Potosi's way. I don't know what there is to discuss. I thought it was pretty clear that Central was the first one on that football.
And we are trying.
Unless we're talking about if it went 10 yards. But I think it clearly went 10 yards. That ball was picked up at about midfield.
And I believe that's the discussion. And I believe the referee pointed both directions, as this is the end of the quarter, or getting ready to be. So they're trying to figure out which direction they're supposed to go. But,
well, the Potosi crowd's not going to like it. Again, that's probably the argument. Was that ball 10 yards deep? Because, again, the ball's kicked off from the 40. If you start your drive on the 50, that's exactly 10 yards. Now, it has to be the 50. It can't be the 49 and a half, because that's not 10. You don't get to round up. And I think that's what the Potosi crowd is not happy about. The initial spot was on the other side of the 50-yard line. Now, if the tip was at the 50, then I guess that's a whole other argument. But Coach Mark Casey down there is not happy at all.
No, and I think he's really going to make sure the officials give him a good explanation. We're still kind of confused here, as I think the officials are saying we're going to the fourth quarter now, so this is the end of the quarter break.
Yeah, so tell you what, we're going to go ahead and take a break. This is the end of the quarter, 12 minutes. to decide a winner here in this one. We'll figure it all out. We'll update you when we come back. 31-20. Central leads by 11. They control the football here on Potosi's homecoming night. Grosna High School football here on the Parkland Sports Leader, AM 1240, KFMO.
It starts with an idea, a logo, a message, a spark. Graphic Options in Farmington brings it to life on shirts, signs, banners, and more. Fast, local, unforgettable. Graphic Options in Farmington. Quality graphics, endless options.
Gilster Mary Lee is looking for CDL drivers for their local fleet. Must be 19 years of age and pass a physical. Starting pay is at $16 an hour with regular increases and overtime offered. Gilster Mary Lee is a private label grocery manufacturer with a fleet of 200 commercial tractors and 900 dry vans. The dry grocery industry is essential and growing. Get applications by calling Mike Welker at 800-851-5371.
Starting the fourth quarter, Potosi trying to get a sub off the field. Unfortunately, he's not able to get off in time. And so it will be a penalty on the Trojans to begin this fourth quarter. Central will get to move up after recovering the onside kick at the 50. It's not been a good sequence of events here for the Trojans. They give up a 23-yard field goal, a what we now know to be a picture-perfect onside kick from Devin Graff. Central recovers second onside they've recovered tonight. And now a penalty. So we get another timeout on the field. That was a timeout taken by Potosi. Let's just go ahead and keep it locked in right here. Actually, I think it was a Potosi timeout to avoid the penalty. And so it'll be first down and 10 when we come out. But it's not been a good sequence here for Potosi. And if Central scores here on this drive, they're going to put themselves up by three scores, and it kind of becomes a long uphill battle for the Trojans.
Absolutely, and it's been a slog just trying to get the ball. I mean, they've done very well on offense tonight, other than the two interceptions from Miller. But I mean, that's basically what their problem has been, is they just have not been able to have possession of the football. As Central's really kind of taken the power run to heart here this week, and really try to grind this Trojan defense down, and it's worked out pretty well so far.
Here's that super eye formation. Pig will come out onto the field, hands it off to Black. Black almost sneaks by the defense. The last man available comes up with the tackle. Black finds 10, though. First down and 10. It's a gain of 11. Excuse me. First down and 10. Ball on the Potosi 39. You give your handshake to that safety. He saved the touchdown on that play.
Absolutely, and I think if they can figure out a way to get a stop here, that may be very important. To say, hey, we didn't give them that score right off the hop. We really need to kind of lock in here. And I think maybe that first play is a gimme, kind of get locked back in. Now the Trojans are going to have to really kind of settle in here if they want to get the ball back at all.
Jude Litton with the touchdown saving tackle that time. Again, the lone safety over the top for the Trojans. Again, super eye formation. Handoff again up the middle to Black. Black has really had to work tonight. At least in just sheer volume of carries. That's what I mean by that. He'll gain 2, second down and 8. He's had a good night tonight picking up yardage. I don't mean he's had to work for the yards tonight, because he has 2 of the 3 longest plays of the game. Yeah, 24 carries, 183 yards. That's an average of 7.6 tonight. Black's having himself a whale of a game. 2 backs over the century mark tonight for the Rebels. Karis Foster, the other, of course. Second down and 8, a minute gone by in this fourth quarter. Back to the Wildcat formation. Wide receiver lined up to the right. Black will take it. Black forward for a yard, maybe. Let's see where they spot it. We've got one official saying a gain of, wow, they gave him 3. I don't know if he necessarily caught 3 yards. Must have stretched out or something. I was looking for maybe a yard, but it's going to be 3rd down and 5.
I don't know that was the correct players. There was a central blocker thrown down about that spot. I didn't think that was Black. Unless my eyes deceive me, partner, I thought he was, like you, getting stopped for basically nothing. And
well,
make it 3rd and 5.
Nobody's complaining out there, so I'm going to assume they're correct. 3rd down and 5, ball in the Potosi 34. This time it goes to Black again. Black has some room, but somebody's able to fill the gap, and it will be no gain. Briefly had the hole there, but it got filled pretty quickly. It'll be fourth down and four, gain of one.
This is manageable. If you're Central and at Potosi, you got to have it. You got to find a way to make a stop here. And this is maybe a little bit longer yardage than you would be comfortable with running that double wildcat. But it looks like Corey Schweissen has full confidence in the bunch that he has out there. He's not changing a thing.
Fourth down and four on the 33. Need to get to the 29. Somebody jumped. It's Central, and this fourth down becomes a little bit trickier. It's fourth down and nine. Back him up to the 38.
And we'll see the other offense come out now, as they're going to have to spread things out and really kind of go more toward the Central shotgun style that we're used to seeing. As like you mentioned, it'll be fourth and nine, so you're going to need a chunk of change here on this fourth down play to keep the drive alive.
So out comes again, like you said, Brody Pigg. Three wide receivers out there. That includes Brody Cole. Actually, four wide receivers set. Brody Cole, Karis Foster, Nick Fowler, Devin Graff. One back in the backfield, that being August Black. Shotgun, a whistle, timeout taken by Central with 8:47 left to go in the ballgame. We'll take a timeout as well. Timeout's brought to you by Missouri Farm Bureau agent Mike Sonsegra, located on St. Genevieve Avenue in Farmington. Jonathan Steffen on North State Street in Deloge. Contact him today for a free quote on auto, home, business, or life insurance. Both teams, two timeouts remaining. At the moment, Central leads Potosi 31-20. Listen to high school football here in the Parkland Sports Leader, AM 1240, KFMO.
Looking for affordable, career-ready education close to home? Mineral Area College offers degrees, certificates, and training designed to fit your life and future. Mineral Area College, proud sponsor of high school sports. Go team!
High school football on KFMO is brought to you by Willett Home Furnishings in Bonterre, Little Caesars locations in Farmington and Deloge, Boyd & Associates in Farmington, Keen Performance in Bonterre, Ozark's Modern Insulation in Park Hills, Walmart Supercenters in Farmington and Deloge, and by New Era Bank.
Well, before this fourth down and nine, we're having a discussion. Potosi head coach Mark Casey all the way out to the hash mark. Talk something over here. We'll get a whistle. And Casey will head back to the sideline. It's fourth down and nine. Ball's on the 38. But now our officials are talking about something here. It was a false start penalty that backed Central up 5 yards, turned what was a fourth down and four into a fourth down and nine. They need to get to the 29-yard line to convert. 8:47 left to go here in the fourth quarter. 31-20 Central leads. I'm not sure what they're talking about here.
Yeah, Mark Casey obviously was pointing something out, and I think the back judge was wanting an explanation as to what we were talking about, and that led to every other official coming out wanting a discussion, and now the referee is walking back to the Potosi sideline. We're getting something going on right now as the officials kind of got his hands out by his side. Now we're having another in-depth conversation with Mark Casey, as it's closer to the numbers now near the Potosi bench.
Yeah, they continue to discuss. Seemed pretty straightforward, the penalty, the 5 yards, fourth down and nine. Unless it's something that we just might not be privy to, something that we maybe can't see from up here in the booth.
We need the UFL microphones going on right now. We need the Battle Hawks make Mark Casey like Anthony Becht and just microphone all the officials so we know what's going on. As I think we're satisfied now. We're getting ready to start this fourth down play.
We'll get you back out to Potosi momentarily as we are having some technical difficulties. We'll take a short break and head back out there in just a second. You're listening to High School Football Week 6 on AM 1240 KFMO.
Sometimes life can get away from us, but with Karistan Luxcraft Flooring, your space becomes your escape. Imagine a tranquil room with incredibly beautiful floors made from long-lasting, nature-inspired materials. Luxcraft invites you to slow down and bring peace to your home. And right now, it's National Karistan Month at Busenbark Flooring and Granite, the perfect time to embrace nature's touch and save on the floors you've been dreaming of. Visit Busenbark Flooring and Granite and discover the beauty of Karistan Luxcraft.
Pawfection Pet Grooming in Park Hills is your pet's paradise. Leave your furry friends in expert hands, ensuring they look and feel pawfect. Call them 573-482-0163 in Park Hills, where pets are pampered to perfection.
We look forward to this one. We send it back out to them now, out in Potosi. Connor.
Yes, I can hear you. We are back. Sometimes I get a little overexcited and I step on a cord or two and I knock myself out for a bit. But we are back. And
been there, done that, Connor.
Yeah, I've never done that before. I'm perfect in every way. It's third down and 12. You were on target there. It is third down, though. So we'll take it over once again. 7:13 on the clock. Third down and 12. David Miller in shotgun formation. Play is going nowhere for Potosi on the previous two downs. Miller going to fake the handoff. No, it's going to be a double reverse pass out to Walton. Makes the catch. He's to the 40. Jukes back to his right to the 45. Still fighting all the way across midfield to the 46-yard line. Wow. I think that play was a little complicated. But tell you what, Noah Walton just fought and fought and fought until he got that first down.
Yeah, and I think the Central bencher trying to say, hey, that was a forward pass to Lamming on the outside on the double reverse. And I don't think they're going to win that argument, as it was just a want-to play there from Walton once again. Once he got that ball, he basically high-kneed his way about another 7 yards downfield. He was able to get the first down for the purple hold.
Apologies, he actually stepped out at the 49, so back him up about 3 yards, but they are across midfield, and it is still first down and 10. Across the 7-minute line here, still 31-20, Central leading by 11. Shotgun formation, Miller going to take the snap, he rolls out to his right. Still rushing, still running, now he's going to go forward, he slides, and it's going to be a small gain of 2. I think he had a lot more room to run there. I'm not sure why he chose to slide there. Miller's not really a quarterback who elects to slide very often. He's really got some scrambling ability, but kind of kills the play dead early, and it's second down and 8.
Yeah, and that just could have been a business decision out there, as he thought maybe something was kind of closing up on him. As, like you mentioned, he probably had another 3 or 4 yards he could have gotten there, but not a bad decision to keep ball control, though.
Second down and 8, again on the rush of 2 for Miller. Takes a snap. It's a draw here given to Walton, and he's got the first down to about the 36-yard line. The halfback draw. That's just a good fake there from Miller, getting Central to bite on the pass, and then he just simply hands it off to Walton, who's able to quickly rush it down to the 36 for a gain of 11.
Even if he did pass it, they had a 2-on-1 on that outside. If he could have gotten that ball out there, you never know. He may have been able to bust something out down the sideline. But it was a good play there by Walton, just kind of make one cut and get upfield, and a pretty well-designed draw play. But they're going to have to start moving the ball here if they're going to want to try to get another possession. But they got to score first.
First down and 10. Handoff to Walton. Jukes to his right. More of a back juke than anything. Juke backwards a couple yards, then moves downhill once more for 3. Second down and 7. Under halfway, well, over halfway through this fourth quarter. Clock down to 5:25. And a reminder that both teams have 2 timeouts remaining. Potosi still very patient with this drive. Miller will line up in shotgun formation. You've got 2 wide receivers left. That's Maxwell, that's Lamming. Lamming sent in motion to the right. Miller takes a snap. He'll roll out to the right. Sets his feet, now looks to move again. He'll just try to get back to the original line of scrimmage. And I think he's going to lose 3. It'll be third down and 10. Miller just couldn't find his man. Kind of ran himself into a no-win situation. His only option was to just try to jump toward the original line of scrimmage.
Yeah, every route kind of got covered. I think it was supposed to be kind of a deep look, and then that was covered. And then the intermediate route was there, but Miller just wasn't able to kind of get himself set and just had to basically run out of bounds and try to hold on to that football. And now you're in 2 down territory here. You got to pick up the full 10 after that loss of 3. So Trojans are going to have to figure something out here. May see them go back to the ground once again to set them up for 4th.
Third down and 10. Ball on the 36. Miller dropping back to pass. Going to chuck one towards the end zone. Has a man leaping, and it's incomplete. Thomas Lamming, the intended receiver, tries to go full Superman for the catch, but he cannot hang on. It's fourth down and 10.
And that play was there. And we've talked about Miller maybe not having a lot of arm strength. I think he put about everything he had into it and was just a little outside the reach of Lamming. Even if he had that ball down a little bit lower, Lamming would have been able to reach up and grab it. But just a tough play there to try to execute. Now you bring up fourth and 10, and you've got to have it here if you're Potosi. That you've under 5 minutes left to go in this ballgame. The odds of you getting multiple stops on this Central offense is going to be slim.
Yeah, you do not want to give it back to the grindhouse offense that has been Central tonight. Fourth down and 10. Again, ball in the 36. Need to get to the 26. It's Miller rolling out to his left. Cuts it upfield. Has a little bit of room to run if he chooses. He's going to try. He's to the 25. Steps out of bounds. And I believe he has the first down. Miller, smart choice there to tuck it and run, and he's got the first down and steps out of bounds to stop the clock. I know there's 4:47 left, but that's a good choice considering what we know about the Central offense.
Absolutely. He knew where he needed to get to, and he was able to get there and then get right out of bounds, not take any excessive risk. A nice decision there from the sophomore quarterback. We've really seen him kind of grow this season, kind of making really smart decisions even at his young age.
So first down and 10. Ball's now on the 25. Again, 4:47 left to go here in this Week 6 football game. Hand off. It's Fowler. No, excuse me. How about drawing a blank at the weirdest time. How about Walton? He'll get two. Shout out Nick Fowler, Central wide receiver. Don't know why I would ever make that distinction or that. I don't know. Either way, I'm going to shake that one off. It's second down and 7.
Also, could have been Cole Fowler for the Trojans. A couple of Fowlers.
Could have been, yes. It's second down and 7. Just over 4 minutes to play. Two backs in the backfield. It's a direct snap to Fowler. Fowler stiff arms Cosby in the backfield. Jukes one way, Jukes the other, and gets to about the first down marker at the 15. Needed 7. It looks like he got 7. No, they're going to say third down and 1. Never mind, he got to the 16, so a gain of 6.
Yeah, and Potosi's going to have to move quick here to try to get this score as we're ticking down to 3:45 in this game and have to really pick something up here. Walton taking the direct snap.
Another direct snap to Walton. Bounces out to the right. He's got the 15. He's going to be pushed backwards. Somehow stays on his feet. Everybody else hits the ground except for the man with the ball. But if they give him four momentum, I think he had enough for the first down.
It looks like that's where they're going to mark it. He will be right at the 15-yard line, so that should be a fresh set of downs.
Ooh, no, they backed it up to the 16. It's no gain. It's third down and 1. Wow, that's a horrible spot. I thought he had it.
Yeah, that was up. Oh, now they've signaled first down, so they move the ball back to the 15.
And that's the better spot. I was going to say, he clearly got forward on the play before being pushed. It's first down and 10, 3:37 now to go. Snap here to David Miller. He's back in the ball game. Hand off to Walton. Up the middle he goes. Small gain this time, if anything. It'll be second down.
Yeah, these runs now really are not kind of working up the middle. They're really going to have to try to get him out in space, and it looks like he's going to need a breather as he's trying to come down to the sideline.
That'll bring Carter Pyatt back into the game. Pyatt, who we really haven't seen too much tonight. Usually he gets a few more carries, just 2 carries for 10 yards tonight. It's second down and 10, 3 minutes to go. Hand off to Pyatt, and he is rejected. Knocked back at the line. And it's going to be third down. Woo. He goes back 7 yards. Third down and 17. He basically got shoved into the air and backwards. And yeah, that's just not the play that Potosi was looking for.
No, the Central defensive front kind of pushed everything backwards. And that fake pass kind of draw that we saw work with Walton earlier did not work that time. And Potosi, they're really going to have to move quick as the clock is still ticking. 2:20 left to go, and they still have to try to get the ball in the end zone.
Man sent in motion to his right. That's Maxwell. Faking the handoff to Pyatt. Miller rolling out to his left. He's going to try to carry it. He's into the red zone. He's to the 15. Taken out of bounds. They're going to spot it at the 17. And he'll stop the clock at 2:07. But it's going to be fourth down and 12. Fourth down and 12, and I think this is a play to decide the ball game. Potosi still has two timeouts, but you're trailing by two scores. And I think if you give Central back, or the ball back, I think they're more than capable of at least taking your timeouts or running out the rest of the clock with a couple first downs.
Absolutely.
And now we're going to get a timeout, as it's going to be a timeout taken by Potosi. So, timeout taken by the Trojans. They'll have one remaining. Let's keep it right here, as we will now hit our upcoming broadcast schedule. It's brought to you by McDonald's. We've got Monday off next week. We will start our coverage on Tuesday next week. We have got volleyball. And, of course, we'll see some different teams next week. How about Valley Caledonia and Valley Catholic? That game to be played in St. Genevieve. But don't forget, we've also got more volleyball on KFMO Sports Plus. Mineral Area College back in action. They host Jefferson. So make sure to join us, AM 1240 KFMO for Caledonia and Valley Catholic, and of course KFMO Sports Plus for Jefferson and Mineral Area. Then on Wednesday, we've got fall softball for you. It'll be Sykeston at Farmington. Thursday, another volleyball doubleheader. We've got Mineral Area hosting Trinity Valley and Arcadia Valley on the road at Bismarck. And then finally, Friday, October 10th, it's week 7 of the high school football season. We'll see Valley Catholic on the road, the Warriors taking on Central. That's your upcoming broadcast schedule, brought to you by McDonald's, with locations in the Parkland. Hungry from the excitement of the game? Stop by your local McDonald's and pick up a Big Mac or some chicken McNuggets and a soft drink. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. I'm loving it. So we come out of the timeout. It's fourth down and 13. As Corey Schweiss is now on the field. He'll be heading off to the sideline. This play might be one to decide the game. Maybe not for Potosi, but if Central can find a stop, that might seal the deal for him. Miller rolling out to his right, looking toward the end zone. He'll throw it to Lamming. Did he make the catch? He's outside the end zone, but I think he was able to hang on. This game continues on. Lamming with a big catch. It's first down and goal from the 4. I thought Lamming was going to head towards the end zone, but he actually curled back toward the 5-yard line, the line to gain, and they're able to convert first down and goal. However, that clock continues to tick, tick, tick. It's down to a minute 53.
Yeah, they did a good job to get underneath that ball and secure it, but they're going to have to punch this ball in quickly if they want to try to get another drive.
Miller, shotgun formation, handoff to Pyatt. Pyatt trying to fight forward. Still on his feet. They blew the whistle. Wow! No way was his momentum stopped. Pyatt had spun to his left and was on the way to the end zone, but the play is whistled dead. That is an awful call. I'm not one to exaggerate, but that's awful.
Yeah, and I'm not sure which official it was that blew the whistle. I think he kind of got swallowed up by the pile, and you could see him spinning and fighting in there from our vantage point. But, that's a tough break for Potosi, and the clock is going to continue to run. They've got to kind of shake that off and try to get this ball in.
Well, now it's down to a minute and 8. Man, that's a call that could really influence the outcome of this game. Shotgun formation. Potosi, like you said, has to shake it off. Miller, shotgun formation. One wide receiver each side. 55 seconds as they snap it. It's a keeper for Miller. Goes to the back corner of the end zone. Leaping up, Lamming. It's caught. Touchdown, Potosi. Potosi, not done yet. As the ball is lobbed up into the back corner, we do have a Hart player in the corner of the end zone. But Potosi back within 5 at 31-26.
Yeah, but this two, I think we'll see Potosi go for 2 here. If they can go for 2, then they can try to go for the tying field goal if they're able to get the onside kick. But they're going to have to try to get this onside kick. These points they matter, but they don't necessarily really affect things too much. Potosi's really going to have to get that onside kick. But what a catch from Thomas Lamming, just basically posterizing his man, going up and over, able to snatch it out of the air, and was able to reel it in for the touchdown. And we will see Potosi go for 2.
Yeah, there's really no reason not to go for 2. You're trailing by 5. A touchdown would put you over the top anyway, but if you get these 2 points here, a field goal would tie it up. You don't really lose anything here by going for 2. Coming up to the line, it's David Miller in shotgun. 49 seconds. Again, that call on the previous play ultimately just running an extra minute off the clock. It's two wide receivers right, man sent in motion. Miller takes a snap. He's going to keep it himself. No, it's actually Lamming with the football. They're going to try to pass it to Miller in the end zone. He leaps up and makes the catch to convert. That play had me confused, and then it had me confused because the play call was a little bit complicated, but hey, it worked. And Potosi finds themselves back within three, but they're going to need what I believe to be an onside kick. Special teams has been huge today. Does Potosi have it in them? 49 seconds left to go in this game. Central leads 31-28. You listen to high school football here on AM 1240 KFMO.
Transform your living spaces with Cornerstone Furniture and Mattress in Park Hills. Explore a wide selection of mattresses, cozy couches, elegant dining tables, essential bedroom furnishings, and stylish fireplaces, all at great deals. At Cornerstone, we specialize in turning your house into a home. Discover the perfect blend of comfort and style with our quality furniture. Your dream home is just a visit away. Experience the difference at Cornerstone Furniture and Mattress, where we make every corner of your home a reflection of unique style and comfort preferences. Located on St. Joe Drive in Park Hills.
Back here with 49 seconds left to go. A touchdown for Potosi and a two-point conversion has brought the Trojans back to within three. And I think they're going to need an onside kick. Central certainly thinks so. They've got the hands team forward. Two men standing back at about the 30, but they're the deep men. Can Wyatt Cannon come up with a kick to keep Potosi in this football game? Cannon approaching the football. And Central took a timeout. Potosi, man, Cannon was about 3 yards from the football before they blew the whistle. Central takes a timeout. That'll be their second of the half. They have one timeout remaining. But the goal is simple if you're Cannon. You've got to kick it, get the high bounce, and really turn it into a jump ball that one of your hands guys can get to.
Absolutely. You got to get it up over that front line. We've also seen North County has been a specialist at kicking it over and kind of toward the sideline, but kind of getting it to check up. You may try to get that as well. May try to give one of your gunners a chance to get down there and try to fall on it. We'll see what kind of route they decide to go down. But what a ball game we've had, partner. This second half hasn't been nearly as score-filled.
Electric.
Yes. It hasn't been as score-filled as the first half, but it's been a really nice game of football, very strategic from both sides. It's been an excellent game to call for our listening audience.
Yeah, this game has been a dogfight tonight. Central with a run-first approach tonight, just a couple of passes. Potosi with a more balance tonight, but they've had to show a little bit of tenacity to stay in this one, especially on the defensive side of the ball. But it all rests here on this kick. Again, it's Wyatt Cannon to kick. He'll break the huddle. They'll spread out. And again, Central, nine men up front, two men back at the 30-yard line. Cannon with the red cleats approaches. The kick to the left. It is going to be fielded by Fowler. Dropped it. But it did go out of bounds. And so Central will take over here at the 42-yard line. Fowler bobbled it, but fortunately for him, he was out of bounds. And so Central will get the football back. And if you're Potosi, I unfortunately think you just, unless Central bobbles the snap, this one's over.
Yeah, you've only got one timeout left to work with. There's not really a whole lot you can do. And we'll see if Central decides to run a play, if they'll just try to kneel this clock out.
You can ultimately kneel to end this game. Neil wants to take the timeout away and then just kneel it until that clock expires on second and third down. They're going to line up in victory formation, and Central will come in and spoil homecoming here for the Potosi Trojans. The Trojans never truly out of this one. They showed fight until the end, but ultimately Central able to hang on. And again, Central improve to 4-2 on the season. Potosi will fall to 2-4. And for the second time here on their new field, Potosi is going to lose a heartbreaker.
Yeah.
Maybe not quite as heartbreaking as the game against St. Genevieve. You didn't ever lead in this one, but this one hurts, I think, if you're Potosi a little bit. Maybe not hurts because you thought that maybe you had to win this game, but you had your chances tonight. It's ultimately a game where you just missed a couple key plays, and I think if you were able to kind of turn those around, you would have come home with a victory.
Absolutely. And these games have been tough games. And, I mean, this schedule that Potosi has put together, I mean, obviously this is a conference matchup. You're going to play Central, but the quality of teams that Potosi has played, and they've played these teams very, very well. This is a Potosi bunch that is they're still on the come up, like we mentioned. They gave Central everything they could ask for and more. And I think that this is just an opportunity for them to keep growing and kind of try to take this into the postseason and try to maybe make a run in this district. But, man, what a heartbreaker if you're a Potosi Trojan fan on homecoming. But Central did enough, especially in that first half. A lot of scoring in that first half and really technical gameplay in that second half to really run the clock out and not allow Potosi anything.
Yeah, you give it up to Central. It was a grindhouse day for the offense, for the running backs. We'll surely talk about that as we move into the Cornerstone Furniture and Mattress post-game show. We'll come back. We'll have your stats, player of the game, play of the game, and a whole lot more here as well. But again, the final score in this one, Central wins on the road tonight, 31-28 over Potosi. You listen to High School Football right here on the Parkland Sports Leader, AM 1240, KFMO.